Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
You are?
I did what we wanted.
Which is what?
Took his money away.
I ask that with your verdict, you not only take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away, I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild the platform. That's what matters. That is punishment. That is deterrence.
Is there going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate? And over the course of that process, that could get very, very dangerous for Mr. Jones.
But we will be at it as long as it takes. And if you're out there right now and you're one of Alex Jones's audience members, and you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
I hope that we never see someone like him again. I hope that with your verdict, he can go away.
But the money's not even really the question for me. The question is, will this suit be successful at stopping him from being on the national stage?
So you were the top lawyer providing advice to the FBI in Connecticut?
Yeah, in-house, yes, sir.
In-house?
Yes, sir.
When's the first time you watched a video of Mr. Helbig on Mr. Jones's show?
I would be guessing, sir, I would say approximately like 2016.
Where were you when you saw that?
I was sitting in my office on the second floor at FBI New Haven.
You didn't file suit at that point in 2016?
No, at that point I couldn't get anybody to help me.
You were looking?
By then I'd pretty certain by 2016 I had contacted the Agents Association. I had been looking for people. I had been asking the U.S. Attorney's Office to help me. I had been asking the FBI New Haven to help me. So, yes, I was looking for help.
Yeah. How many times did Jones call you?
He didn't call me, sir.
Did you ever see this photograph 289 on InfoWars?
I didn't. No, sir.
Do you know whether he ever talked about you on InfoWars?
I don't know.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
You are?
I did what we wanted.
Which is what?
Took his money away.
But the family's attorney says the money is not what matters most.
What would such a ruling mean for the families of the Sandy Hook victims?
What they're hoping to achieve is the most amount of accountability that the legal system can deliver. And money is just one component of that, and not the most important component of it.
I signed up for this. A long time ago, I signed on the dotted line, not with the devil, but with God. And God showed me the path forward. And I chose this path, and everything that was laid out before me is now proceeding in God's plan. And you've always got to remember that Satan has control for a limited time, but it's all part of God's plan. Remember that. When they're laughing at you, when they're lying about you, when they're attacking you, when they're hurting you, when they're killing you. That in the end, this is all just a test. I'm not here to keep my head down. I'm not here to sit on the sidelines. I asked to be in the arena. I prayed to God to help me expose the New World Order. So I'm not like all these other so-called men that aren't in the arena. I'm in the arena. But I want you to know I am fighting for you and for my own family and for all of us. And I need your hope, your prayers, I need your support. Christ said, pick up your cross and follow me. And if you're following me, you're going to get persecuted. I know this life is a flash. This is a test, and I'm sure not perfect. Believe that. But I mean well, and I love God, and I love justice, and I am extremely honored to be here, and this is exactly where I wanted to be. But I want to ask you at this part of the most intense fight beginning at the Crucible, as I go in the middle of the enemy hyenas to literally tear me to pieces. You think this is bad? It's going to get a lot worse. I told you a long time ago, I will be destroyed. I told you that 20 years ago. I told you that 10 years ago, because they're coming for you next. And when they're annihilating and killing billions of you, I want you to remember that I fought for you, because through this fight coming, we will overcome these people. I am in the arena. Yeah! This is where I want to be. This is the way to go down, baby. This is just the beginning.
All right, we are live. You're watching The War Room. Today is Friday the 13th, and I've got Rex Jones in studio with me. Stay tuned. We got quite a show. Alex Jones will also be appearing with us in the second hour to break down a bunch of new developments, and it's going to be quite a show. I can't wait.
Bad, good, we're all here.
Gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies? The delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact. Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're tuned in to The War Room with your hosts, Rob Dew and Rex Jones. Violent.
All right, welcome everyone to The War Room. It is Friday the 13th. I guess you could say February.
It's a special day.
Friday the 13th, 2026. And I've got Rex Jones joining me. Initially, we had some other things planned, but then late yesterday, this was dropped onto the public consciousness.
And the beginnings of justice, perhaps?
Exactly. Jones's second amended answer, affirmative defenses subject thereto and counterclaims, what we are calling here a historic civil rights lawsuit against plaintiffs of the Sandy Hook claims, and I think it includes some of the
right.
Some of the, I don't know if their lawyers are included in this, but I think the way the lawyers acted, in my opinion, is why we're here today, because I think they were the ringleaders of, you know, coordinating efforts with Democratic parties. Just really trying to create a situation, an atmosphere where there would not be a fair trial for Alex Jones.
Oh, 100%. And the thing you got to remember, right, and I thought my dad did an excellent job of describing this on his PBD appearance. I was very happy he spent his birthday, you know, defending himself in the court of public opinion. He goes, look, these people, according to him, allegedly they raised like over $300 million fundraising off of his name, right? We had all different groups of people. Some of these people, most of the people, he never even said their names. But apparently, you know, in civil court, it's worse than criminal court. We can just remove you, deperson you, chop your legs off, and that's that, right? No, it's free speech.
And a lot of the, I guess a lot of the problems stem from, you know, Alex, they wanted to depose Hillary Clinton.
Right.
Because if you go back in time and look at it, and I think it's a 2016 August apparent speech that Hillary Clinton had where she tries to tie Alex Jones to Donald Trump. And then that sort of created the cascade of Donald Trump, or Alex Jones is Donald Trump's brain.
Yes.
He's getting his platform from Alex Jones. Trump is.
Well, I think my father represented the most original and most dangerous to the system faction of kind of that new right, that Ron Paul Republican, that Tea Party Republican, kind of the people that wanted to bond with the Occupy Wall Street people, like going, hey, left, right, we're populist. We want to reform the system. We want a wrecking ball in there. That's what we want Trump in there to do. And that's what I think a lot of us thought Trump would do and what he did more of, especially in that first term, right? So you have Hillary, you have Obama, you're having them call my dad the dark heart and all this stuff. Yeah. People forget, because a lot of the people online that take shots at us or our platform and criticize us, they started doing a show like 3 or 4 or 5 years ago.
Right. They're just discovering this. It's like people like opening the cellar door and going, oh my God, look at all these skeletons. And we're like, we've been telling you about these skeletons for the last 20 years.
Well, it's that.
Where have you been?
It's that. I mean, it's my dad. He's been fighting the skeletons and the goblins and the gremlins and the ghouls down there in the dungeon, and he's covered in wounds and he can't even walk anymore. And they're like, you can't walk.
Right.
You can't even walk anymore.
And like, why can't you walk straight? Where's your voice?
It's crazy. You know? It's wild. You see someone like Candace Owens. I mean, in my opinion, she's done far more wild stuff than anything we've ever done.
Well, you know, and people have the right to say their own things and do their own stuff.
Of course.
And like, it's like, There is no, it's almost like there is no side anymore at this point in terms of there's a good and it's a good and evil at this point.
For sure. But there's also who they deem to be threatening versus non-threatening to the system. And sure. No one was more threatening to the system than Alex Jones.
Well, that's why in 2013, they opened up a FBI, inquiry into him, calling him a
type three assessment.
Yeah. Type three assessment, which had to be redone every few months. So they had to go in and reauthorize and go, yes, we're still going to watch him. Yes, we're still going to watch him. And we never got any clarity on whether that was 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 years, 5 years. And then we played, the video of the CIA contractor who was saying, yeah, we've been watching him. We were watching his fans to see how they would react to this. We wanted to take away his money. We counseled the plaintiffs essentially to say, this is what you could do. We don't have anything criminally that we can go after him for, but you do have a lawsuit. And I don't know if those parts are in that clip, but if you watch all the other versions of that we put out longer versions of that, of Oblevis, Gavin Oblevis, Gavin Oblevis is his name.
Little tongue twister.
Yeah, Gavin Oblevis. Anyway, and he was at FBI, Homeland Security, CIA contractor.
Right.
And so he had been all through this stuff. And then you have there he is, Gavin Oblenis. I'm sorry, Oblenis.
Oh, he got keefed?
Yeah. He got it was, Sound Investigations.
Okay.
It was sort of like an O'Keefing, a group actually that used to work with O'Keefe, and then they kind of did their own thing.
Nice.
And this was in a sting for something else, but then he just started talking about Alex Jones, and we got all this information like, yeah, we were working with the families. But we couldn't find anything criminal. So we did say, oh, but you do have a chance for a civil lawsuit. And so that's admission that they're working with these people to do this, which shouldn't be done.
Right.
And then you have the FBI, head counsel in Connecticut, Bill Aldenberg, on the stand saying, hey, we started the lawsuit. We worked with, I started the lawsuit essentially. I was watching videos in 2015, way before the lawsuit was filed.
Right.
He was basically building the case. He basically admits to doing that. And in his, in his testimony, and it's a shocker to me. It's a shocker that that was able to go on and no one was able to stop it. Then they default judgment, Alex. They just boom.
Right.
And so he can't even defend himself.
Exactly.
There was no defense in court. All we could go is, well, we don't think you need $1 billion or whatever they ended up asking for. It was $1.23 trillion at the end.
Yeah, the GDP of India or the GDP of Yemen.
Some pull up that article. Amount. They said it's higher than that. So it's $1.75 trillion. You're $2.75 trillion.
Well, that's reasonable, right? He's the bad man. Ultimately, this is what I like to point out to people, because I have to talk to all different types of people, young and old, whoever I meet, when they find out I'm Alex Jones' son. It's the lawsuit, the people, he hurt the people, XYZ. I go, look, here's the deal, right? You're dealing with civil court. And in civil court, there's not a standard of beyond a reasonable doubt. It's preponderance of evidence, right? So beyond a 50% chance that the jury or the judge feels that you're liable, they blanket waive that. You are screwed. There's no presidential pardon that'll save you.
Right.
There's no governmental pardon that'll save you. You're in the system,
and
right?
If you can't put on a defense, I mean, what do you have? You have nothing.
It's a kangaroo court. Yeah. It's not legitimate. And to pretend that the whole thing is legitimate, and my dad made this point on PBD, I thought it was excellent. Judge Guerra Gamble, all right? She's a part of this HBO production in court.
Yep.
And she's walking down the red carpet at South by Southwest.
Right.
I mean, you should know that's bad form.
Almost like a celebrity.
Oh, definitely.
You're in the documentary.
And it's even worse than that. It's not even a celebrity. Almost like she's some sort of like activist or thought leader, right? Because she's the brave lady who brought the evil man to justice. And ultimately, it's why I always reject the Star Wars story. Whenever someone tries to push something and go, hey, it's just the Rebel Alliance, these poor people, these poor plaintiffs fighting the evil Alex Jones. Alex Jones made hundreds of millions of dollars. Yeah. And it's like, well, they're all richer than him sitting in court, aren't they? They sued Remington for $71 million.
Yep.
They sued the gun manufacturer, people. Last time I checked, if you get run over by a Camry, you can't sue Toyota. All right. But they did that. And that's an example of how powerful narrative is.
$73 million in a settlement for their pain and suffering. That's what they got right there.
But see, my dad has to pay, 100 times that amount.
Guys, pull up the article. Well, there's the X post that was just posted. Alex Jones breaks down historic civil rights lawsuit against DOJ, weaponized lawfare, Sandy Hook litigation against him, and First Amendment. And then there's a link to that lawsuit below. You could also, I think we just posted another one because that was also, replayed that interview from American Journal on InfoWars. And we're also going to replay it here on the War Room. So if you missed it, We're going to replay it again in the third hour, just so everybody's up to speed on this, because it's a big deal that you can have the government conspiring with former government people.
Right.
Some of these lawyers are former DOJ prosecutors.
Very high powered.
Okay. And then you have these law firms that have already been censored by the president and have agreed to pay millions of dollars in fines for conducting lawfare. And they're supposed to not be doing that anymore.
Right.
And they're still doing it. They're still leading the charge against Alex Jones. Why? Because Trump got elected. He got Trump elected.
Right.
And so they had to find, they've been going after Trump, but they couldn't get Trump. And they're like, well, we could go, here's the next best thing. Here's the guy that got him elected. Because let me tell you, if Alex Jones didn't put his populist brand behind Alex Jones in 2015, 2016.
By Trump, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If he wouldn't have put it behind him, he might not have won. He might not have won that because, you know, in Obama's terms, it was Obama versus McCain. Obviously, we're not going to endorse either one. And then Obama versus Romney. So we finally get a guy who's like, oh, he's not part of the system. He's a maverick. The words, what sold me on Trump was when he said, Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo. Have we lived up to that? I think we're way better than we could have been. And then him coming on the show. And I think that scared the establishment that one guy,
yes,
with his own opinions and his own gravitas could sway millions of people.
And it wasn't even just that, dude. It was also the platform and the business model of being a truth teller and going out there and being independent media that can compete with the CNN or CBS or a Fox News or any one of these big major platforms. They saw him. They said, oh, we got to play whack-a-mole right now.
We got to stop him. And so they tried in 2018. We're going to cut off all of his social media. And that didn't quite work because we just kept going, oh, okay, we'll build our own video system. We're going to and then they cut us off Twitter. It's like, okay, well, we're going to go on these other platforms and dominate there. And then finally we get back on X when it becomes X.
Right.
And it's like, okay, now we're back on the playing field. We can go back in and then start competing with people. And boom, you see domination happen again.
Yeah. I mean, people like, they don't want us to be able to compete in the free marketplace of ideas because they know they can't compete, right? It's whatever you see from like the liberal left-wing side, they're always pushing a garbage narrative that makes no sense, but they try to bind it with pure actual real emotion. They try to make people feel bad about a situation that, hey, you know, this guy made these people feel bad and hurt these people, XYZ, he's got to pay $1 billion. That's the right thing to do, right? You want to help people that got hurt, right? And ultimately, no, when you look at the reality, you look at the situation, like I said, these people are all richer than us sitting in court. They sued Remington, the gun manufacturer, all of it. They work with the government. And that's what this whole countershoot is about. The narrative is completely false.
And the coordination even before the lawsuit, which was documentaries,
that's the real
TV
thing.
Specials, yeah. Articles, all creating this narrative basically to reformat people's brains to be like, oh, Alex Jones and Sandy Hook. That's what they equated. Well,
It's predictive programming.
And so they were able to demonize him through the press over and over again. It's what they did to David Koresh for 52 days. They sat there. You know, nobody had ever heard of the Branch Davidians until that day when they got into a gunfight with the ATF and the FBI. Okay, so nobody had heard of them. Then all of a sudden, here's this guy, David Koresh, and now we're going to demonize him and his followers for 50-something days, and then we're going to burn down their compound, and that's essentially what they tried to do to us. They demonized, and they tried to burn it down. Well, you know, we had fire extinguishers, mainly the people out there who were following us and supporting us all throughout the years. We can't thank you enough because that's why we're still here, still fighting.
100%. Now, I want to take a walk down memory lane a little bit because we've got a lot of new viewers and listeners, people that joined us during the COVID period, people that joined us during the 2024 election cycle and other phenomenal new people. We appreciate you. Shout out to you if you've just started watching the program. I know the majority of our listeners, you know, the real gung-ho old heads in the situation like us that have been here, they remember our YouTube channel. They remember the billions of views. Mm-hmm. They remember the massive influence everywhere. I mean, if we had kept track and kept pace, when we got banned, Crowder was at like 300K.
Yeah.
So you think about the amount of influence that's already been robbed from this operation, and they come in and try to do lawsuits and more and more and more. How much punishment is enough? That's my question.
To them, it's not even about the punishment. It's about silencing Alex Jones.
Right.
They can silence Alex Jones. They can silence anybody else. And the tools that they were using against Alex Jones, they were going to start using against other people, like the default judgments that they used against Mike Lindell.
Yes.
And so it's like, oh, you don't get a trial anymore. We just have a judge say you're guilty. Well, that's for the banana republics down in Central America.
100%.
That's not supposed to be for the United States. You're supposed to get a fair trial, and he didn't get one. And that's what this counterclaim civil rights lawsuit is establishing to basically pull it out of bankruptcy court, it back into federal court.
Yes.
But really examine what actually happened, what went on. and not under the control of a state judge or in Texas or a state judge in Connecticut who are very, very, very liberal. These people are very liberal.
Liberal.
One of them literally, she's wearing a blue-haired wig with an Obama shirt on. I mean, you can't make this up.
Well, hey, that's the jury and, you know, a judge that you deserve, right? If you're an American patriot trying to tell the truth, we're going to shut you down as quick and as hard as possible. That's what happened to this operation. I just want to say the bravery and the valiant nature of the crew and everyone working here, the hosts, the guests, you name it, it's really been something to see because if this operation wasn't real, if this operation wasn't based on the truth, if this operation wasn't based on reality, and these blue meanie characters from the yellow submarine, which is what this woman looks like. Yeah. She looks like a blue meanie. Maybe we can get that up. They would have defeated us long ago. Right?
Yep.
People have taken serious hits just to be able to keep working here, just to be able to keep funding the operation by, you know, being here in studio. It's one thing for people to buy products and everything. That's phenomenal. Ultimately, there's a lot of people here that had to make a lot of sacrifices.
That is true. And it sacrifices in your work career,
personal life.
Sacrifices in your personal life. You've got neighbors and stuff want to come talk to you. Oh, I heard about da-da-da-da-da. Well, that's what you heard. Would you like to hear the real story? And then you start telling them, and they're like, but, and they're like, yeah, you don't know the real story. What you've heard is what comes from mainstream media, which is Alex Jones bad, everybody else good, as long as they toe the government line.
Yeah, and it's so crazy. You got these mainstream media organizations that have, you know, caused us to get into wars that have resulted in millions of deaths, people that have endorsed pharmaceutical products that have now been proven to be poisonous, XYZ. You go down the list, you name it. They're the blue meanies, but they want to act like they're our cute friends and that we're the bad people, right? And that's always what happens. They lionize themselves off of the real defamation of us, which is, in my opinion, what's taking place.
Yeah, it's I'm watching this. I hadn't seen this probably since
movie,
I was a kid.
Yeah, it's real submarine, trippy.
But it definitely was creeped me out when I was a kid.
Those are liberals, man.
That is exactly what they are. They were the liberals, and then you had the dudes with the apples that were, I remember that they were throwing apples and they were like bombs, apple bombs. So it's pretty crazy. Hey, let's go to this. We'll put kind of bookend on this because we're going to pick it back up in the third hour. So I don't want to just talk about the lawsuit the
For
whole
sure.
time. Plus Alex is coming on the second hour, so I'm sure he's going to talk to it. Let's go to, clip five. This is Harrison Smith put this out a few months ago. Alex Jones was never given a jury trial, and here it is.
This, according to Grok, is why we received a default judgment. We're not allowed to defend ourselves. Jones was ordered in 2019 and 2020 to produce financial records, web analytics like Google Analytics, and marketing data showing how InfoWars profited from Sandy Hook content. They wanted us to provide them evidence that we were guilty. By mid-2021, he turned over only sanitized or partial records, e.g. fragmented sales figures with no context about Sandy Hook-related revenue. Well, we don't have context about Sandy Hook-related revenue. We talk about all sorts of things. Our callers call in and bring something up. People go to the store sometimes. They don't go to the store other times. It just has no bearing on what we cover, how we cover it. For instance, in a June 2021 hearing, they argued he hadn't disclosed contacts or communications with advertisers tied to Sandy Hook broadcasts. What the hell does that mean? We haven't disclosed contacts with advertisers about Sandy Hook. We don't have advertisers. We don't have any contacts with advertisers. We have the Alex Jones store. Back then, we had the InfoWars store. We had maybe a gold person or whatever. But again, they're asking for something that doesn't exist. And then they're giving us a default judgment when we don't provide the records that don't exist. Got the crew that produces the show. I gather all the news. It's all free form. It's all spur of the moment, edge of the seat. I mean, that's how we do things. There's no law against doing things that way. Then they go in and say, well, where's your internal communications where you talk about how covering Sandy Hook gets you more money? What? That doesn't exist. Oh, you're withholding that, are you? Default judgment. We own your life now. That's literally what happened, all right? Either give us things that prove you're guilty or we will declare you're guilty. Tip of the iceberg, folks.
It's Kafka-esque, folks.
It is. Kafka-esque. It's very disturbing. It's a macabre situation that's been built around us.
Yeah.
Involving, you know, a depiction of injury or death. That's what the word macabre means, right? And that's what I look at. This whole situation, they say they want to chop his legs off.
Right.
And like when they give you an explicit metaphysical definition of what they're trying to do to the person, they say it's not about money. It's not even really about justice. We want him off of the air.
Right. Because we don't like his ideas and we don't like the way he spreads them. We don't like how popular he is. So if we can
tilt the playing field, then we're going to win. Because it's never about the level playing field of ideas. It's always about how can we make it more advantageous to us.
That's but what it is a true Streisand effect they never anticipate, right? Because by doing this and by tilting the playing field in that specific way and how they're trying to do it, people are seeing it. It's obvious, man. It's like my dad's talked about it over and over and over again. The initial public perception of him was, it was screw you, you did this, the family's XYZ. Now he says, you know, 99 out of 100 people come up to him and say, man, we know you've really been screwed. We know you were telling the truth about XYZ.
And that's a testament to never backing down, especially when you're in the right, because you can't stop a man when he keeps on a coming.
100%.
And that's what they haven't figured that out yet. He's not going to stop. It doesn't matter what you do to him. You take this place away, take away the studios, we're going to rebuild and we'll come back even more powerful.
So, the way of the samurai is desperation. 10 men cannot kill such a man.
Something like that.
That's true.
You quoted that on the show, and that is the truth. I mean, you do not understand the work ethic of not just this man, but everyone in this office right here. I'm the laziest one out of them all, okay? I'm just going to go ahead and be honest, all right? When I was here as a kid, I would find ways to get out of editing. Dude was kind of overseeing me back then when I was like 11 or 12 years old.
Yeah,
These guys are machines, and if they weren't machines, this place wouldn't run.
I mean, I did do a 14-hour day yesterday.
Yeah. You're killing it, man. You're in here. You're the maestro, and I love being here on air with you. I love that we're still here in the studio because, hey, even though we may still lose it very, very soon, even though we're sitting here kind of in dark days and dark times, we're still here. And they thought we were going to be gone years ago.
They thought we'd give up. We haven't given up. And that's thanks to everybody out there who's gone, especially now, to the alexjonesstore.com.
Yes,
and just let people know, 52% off site-wide. And it ends Tuesday night at midnight, so you got over the weekend. This will replay over the weekend. So if you're hearing it now and it's the weekend, hey, go check it out. And right now, actually, it's the final week to enter. When you enter, when you buy, you know, the products, the T-shirts, the supplements, it enters you into these both of these contests. So now what we have now is the Ford Mustang GT and the Ford F-250. Which is like a bigger model than the F-150.
It's so awesome to see the people get the cars. I've seen most of the people get the cars that win the sweepstakes. Everyone's always so happy. They give you that $10,000 in cash. I mean, it's a phenomenal raffle. It's a phenomenal deal. I love it. I wanted to talk a little bit about Power Plant today because I gave you some and you went biking and it was incredible, right?
No, in fact, my rate since I started taking it was, I was like at 11. I don't have my phone with me, but I keep track of when I go biking. It was like 11 and a half miles an hour. Yesterday I got back 13 and a half miles an hour. So I increased it, my average speed. I do about 20 miles by two and a half miles an hour.
What's really badass about this formula is it's got a ton of really powerful compounds in it, but specifically to address increased exercise tolerance and oxygen carrying capacity, as well as raising free testosterone and total testosterone.
I guess that's the key.
All these things up. It is the key.
You can breathe more oxygen in, so your muscles are performing better.
You're breathing more oxygen. Your ATP output is raised by taking the cordyceps extract. And when you take the golden root extract, your dopamine and norepinephrine are modulated so that your subjective exercise tolerance is increased. Then on top of that.
See, that's footage of me. That's footage of me.
That's you. You're basically levitating, right? But you take stuff like this, these high quality products from the Alex Jones store, whether that's Power Plant, whether that's Methylene Blue, whether that's Methyl Drive, whether that's Ultimate Burn, any one of these phenomenal products, we made them. I made them because they work, ladies and gentlemen, and they are formulas that stand up and crush the competition.
And Power Plant has a brother, sister. What do you consider Methyl
Power
Drive?
Power Plant and Methyl Drive, they go together. I kind of made them as a bundle to really amp Methylene Blue. People have discovered that about Methyl Drive and they're ordering a lot of it. They're taking a lot of it and I'm super happy about that. I want more people to discover the power of Power Plant.
And you can also try out Methylene Blue. I love it. It's cleared my brain fog up. It's amazing.
52% off site-wide.
Yeah, so subscribe. Just buy one off and check it out. It all supports us at thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back with myself, Rob Dew, and Rex Jones. Stay tuned.
I have told the folks at Bigley, I said, I want to have the widest selection of combat daggers, trench knives, folding knives, you name it. They're high-quality brands that you buy in bulk that are very competitively priced. And then support the broadcast because I love knives. I know you love knives. They have finally gotten a whole bunch of the knives that were sold out back in. And they've gotten a bunch of new, really nice flip knives that I went out and told them what brands I liked, what was going on, and they were able to get it. And so a bunch of the knives that sold out a few months ago, they're back in. And then these bad boys right here. I mean, these are absolutely amazing. Flip really easy and locks for you. This is Forest Green, murdered out. It's got my little signature on it, so it's a little piece of history. This is a great knife. This knife sells in stores for $75 all day long. We're selling it for 40-something and even bigger discounts, up to 50% off right now. Some of these knives are as low as $20 a piece. It's a great memento. It's a great gift for your friends and family, and it funds the operation. Go there now. We've got also the Murdered Out Black, and I love how it's that Kydex, and it's got that real fine engraving on it, so it gives you that great feeling, that great, because I got sent hundreds of knives from dozens of companies, and I'm the one that chose all these. And these are from really good companies, really good quality, and it's just a great deal. And so do your knife shopping at theyellowstonestore.com. But let me tell you what's back in stock. We have the new ones, Alex Jones Blackout Folding Knife, 7.65 assisted opening folding knife, 3.5 high carbon Damascus blade, 1095 plus 515N20. This is all quality. D2 steel, black PVD coating, and stonewash finish, 3.3 millimeter black thickness, black G10 handle for a secure grip, 15.5 millimeter handle thickness for confident hand feel, ball bearing pivot system for smooth deployment, and it's a nice quality knife. All black, blackout finished. I call it murdered out. Fast, decisive, assisting, operating, limited production, live before it sells out. And then we've got the same knife, but it's silver blade folding knife. If you like that, it's got a nice little hook on the end, so you can tie it to things. The forest green folding knife that is my close second, really a sexy knife. Same as the other one, it's just got that forest green. Call it forest, it's kind of like an in-between forest and olive, but it's nice. Kind of Border Patrol. I call it Border Patrol green. Let's change the name, Border Patrol green. That's actually what it is. This bad boy. These all sold out, but they always hold back a few hundred in case orders come in later or whatever. So tip of the spear, Spartan, trench knife with brass knuckles, murdered out, and the skull crusher. A few hundred of those. They held back a few of these. It had sold out, but there's about 200 left. The Velas Fire with this beauty limited edition. That funds the operation as well. It's a little different. The skull crusher is this big. Alex Jones Phantom folding knife. This has been sold out. They only got 500 of these the first run. Sold out in one day. It is packed. They got 1,000 of them. And it's just a great knife. Really sleek, but really strong. Very well made. And you've got it in orange. Alex Jones burnt orange folding knife. I like that. Now we've got the Alex Jones ring blade. This sold out the quickest last time. That's an amazing product. And they're up to 50% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. While you're there, get some ultramethylene blue and take advantage of the very best supplements in the world. We'll be right back. Thanks for funding the Second American Revolution worldwide.
Jones, Rob Dude.
Whoa. All right, I just open up the
smelling salt,
the bottle of War Cry. I'm gonna sniff it. You're gonna sniff it.
Sounds good.
Whoa.
All right, time to open up the airwaves here, like we're gonna deadlift or something.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
It does wake you up. Yeah, it definitely wakes you up.
Oh, you can get that at the Alex Jones store for 52% off, along with all the other phenomenal items. And you can sign up for the sweepstakes. Very cool.
That's true. And you got two sweepstakes you can enter in. This only happens on the border week between one's ending and one's beginning. So that you could sandwich them together and get that,
double win,
a double whammy, as they say. So Rex, somebody sent me this right before I went on the air.
Right.
And it's the Family Guy talking about why they're like, do you want to know why the Epstein links are happening and why everybody's talking about it so much? So I want to get a little bit into this segment on this Epstein, because this opens up some interesting questions, and I think people should, I mean, it's something we should be talking about.
100%.
Why is it being pushed? Why are the Democrats pushing it so hard? Do they have something else in mind? you know, problem, reaction, solution, the Hegelian dialectic. Is this part of that? Is this part of the problem pushing it out there? And then they see people's reaction, which is, you know, hang them high. Anybody who's in the Epstein files, people are going after them, whether they're innocent or not. You know, if you're mentioned, you're resigning, you're getting, you know, death threats of some sort, you're getting news articles about you, whether, and I'm sure some people in there haven't done anything, they just happen to be caught up in it, but there's some that definitely need some scrutiny. And, it's, you know, I saw one of the victims was talking about the other day. She goes, I was 21 when I met Ghislaine Maxwell. And I'm like, wait, are you a victim? Or are you like, okay, you got hoodwinked into it, but you weren't some like teenager.
Well, I think there are two categories, right? Well, he's the greatest human trafficker that we know of, at least in human history, right? And I think that there are adult victims and I think there are minor victims. Now, you can call certain things into question there, you know, maybe, you know, I got blackmailed into doing something, so I'm a victim too. That's definitely not valid. And that's something I like to call out.
Right. So let's go to this. This is Family Guy breaks down the Epstein data dump. This is clip three. Here it is.
You want to know why Epstein's leak is now everywhere? It's not some random gotcha. It's a playbook move used by power for centuries. You don't fix a dying system. You burn its reputation to ash on purpose. You drown the masses in filth until the old world itself makes them sick.
That's the whole show. First, they spoon feed you shocking truth. Then the media blitz. Every headline, a nail in the coffin. Politicians, celebs, old money, all dragged through the mud. It's about breaking the audience.
But isn't that good? Like, if everyone's a crook, at least now we know, right?
This is what your kids are watching,
sunlight,
by the way.
Sunlight disinfect the room? No, kid. Yeah. Sunlight's just a setup. When all trust is exhausted, the demand for something new becomes inevitable. That's when they roll out solutions. Incorruptible AI judges, new digital money, total transparency. All wrapped up in words like safety, fairness, and reset.
People want that. They're sick of scandals, tired of hidden dirt. We have the tech now. Why not let machines run things? At least then, no more old creeps making backroom deals. You ever wonder why every leak just happens at the perfect moment? Epstein's files drop right as the world economy wobbles. Currencies crack. Debts explode. It's called engineered timing, not coincidence.
While everyone's busy binge-watching Elite scandals. Behind the curtain, they're resetting the board. Old assets erased, debts written off, digital currencies quietly rolled out. The filth you see on your phone is the moral excuse for the next system. Look, the old world was corrupt, but this time it'll be pure. Trust us. They want you to beg for a leash.
But isn't it good to wipe the slate clean? If everyone's guilty, doesn't it make sense to start from zero? At least now it's transparent?
Transparent? You mean like a glass cell. That's the transparency you're signing up for. Every transaction logged, every move tracked. All under the pretext of protecting you from them. But now you're monitored, analyzed, managed.
Remember this. In history, every regime that wanted total control started by exposing the last one. Scandal, outrage, necessary, reset. Then the new rules. Digital ID, programmable cash, no room for dissent. Nobody escapes the beta, not even the top layers.
Nobody wants uncertainty. People trade liberty for protection every time, especially when they're scared. That's why the leaks are never full, never random, always just enough to terrify, not to empower. Notice they show you monsters, but never the strengths.
So the whole Epstein leak, it's like the world's biggest ad for New World Order?
Bingo, kid. While you're scrolling it all and picking sides, they're scrubbing the balance sheets, resetting the scoreboard, and selling you a digital world where everything is clean because nothing is private.
So what now? Just wait for the next leak to get even darker?
It always gets darker, kid. Every new scandal is just another step in the reset. Tighter rules, more eyes, fewer choices.
The beast doesn't need your hope. It just needs your consent.
That's true. The beast doesn't need your hope. It just needs your consent. And it's all about getting us to adopt these new systems, right? And it's a lot of the time, I was having a conversation with someone on the phone today. It's just, man, I'm involved in news, I'm involved in media, and it's all just so negative, 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 just beats you down. And ultimately, when Yuvaldo Harari or, you know, Klaus Schwab, when they offer you the solution, you're going to be willing to take it because, you know, at least it's out of our hands.
The solution is
now
a brain chip.
Yes.
It's always a brain chip or something that they can track you with, or we will have all digital money.
But they
money.
Won't take it. They'll control it.
Right.
And that's the key that you have to remember. And my thing is, like, it's very simple for me as a young person. This is why I like James Fishback so much. It's very simple. When did we decide that we needed all these data centers? We were living just fine without all the data centers, but suddenly we need enough data centers that it'll be double the power the entire human race uses. So you've got
the power of 12 suns.
Yes. You've got to make concessions. You can't drive your car.
You can't have
you
water.
You can't eat red meat. You can't have water, but the machine, the computer, it gets it all, right? And we're being set up for this system and being led gradually into this system because people are just, they're so done with it all.
And they also horrifying. Like just down in San Marcos, they're talking about building data centers there, six of them that they want to build. It's like, why do we need this many data centers? Oh, and you're going to take water from the beautiful, pure San Marcos River that is spring fed.
That's right.
And they can't wait to get some of that water and just shove it into these machines, because it's big money. It's big money making these data centers. It's big money running these data centers, because what's going to be running them? It's all the AI companies. You look at all the technology in this AI, and they're like, oh, are they making any money? They're not really making money. They're not going to make money till they're in charge of everything. And that's how they'll start making money.
Yes.
When they could just invent it out of thin air.
You know, my dad's been a lot like the Lorax for the people, right? Because I am the Lorax and I speak for the trees, yeah. Right? My dad's been talking about this. I'm Alex Jones and I speak for the people.
Right.
He's been talking about the technocracy. He's been talking about the coming techno-feudalism and the fascism for, you know, 30 years now. We're getting ushered into this new system, and we're all right to be upset and outraged and to demand the PDF files be publicly executed, of course. But at the end of the day, even if the story is incredibly negative and hurts them, implicates them, they'll still use it as a distraction.
Sure. They'll use it as a distraction because they've already got the new system set up.
Yes.
And they don't mind burning a few people on the way up or the way down. That's why you can't go with this system, because they will burn you eventually. And they have no qualms about
it. No safe harbor for you.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's what's going to happen with these people. Earlier we had news that we thought was going to be breaking of James Fishback's Twitter account being he couldn't post to it anymore. But then it seems like that they stopped. I guess they stopped the blockade on it.
When I was looking up documents for the beginning of the show, like I got a tweet from Fishback on my timeline. I was like, oh wow. And he says, I'm back. And it's Patrick Starr, you know, from SpongeBob opening the doors to Krusty Krab, yeah. Of course. So it looks like he's back online, but they suspended him. They didn't let him post for over a full day. And there's been radio silence from Elon on this, radio silence from X on this. It's largely thought, because Elon's endorsed Byron Donalds, that something's going on there.
Interesting. Because, you know, you can endorse somebody, but you can't tilt the playing field.
Yeah, it's not fair. And that Elon has publicly, he stated, I think it's a very principled stance, that he's against stuff like that, right? And apparently that's why he bought X. So I would just, yeah. I would like to see people like Fishback, who are legitimate political people, who deserve a chance to be able to run in this election and to garner the public support. He deserves the right to compete in the free marketplace of ideas. And I really see a corollary, Rob, between James Fishback and my father, because they both use social media at a very high level. And
that's
they don't like it when you do that.
Right.
They get worried when you do that. When you use their system against them, they don't like it.
Well, and I want to see, let's see the debate between Fishback and Donalds, just like I want to see the debate between Cornyn and, who's the attorney general now? Paxton.
Absolutely.
You know, I want to see these debates. I'm sick and tired of the system going, oh, we don't need to see these debates. We don't get to see these debates because we've determined you don't have the right to see them anymore.
It's beyond even that. They tell us that we're too stupid, that we wouldn't understand a debate, that it's better for the debate not to happen.
We don't want you to vote wrong.
Yeah. We're going to help you out. Just vote down the ticket, vote for the Republican Party, do whatever, follow lists. It's like, no, we want real primary candidates that deliver real solutions, or at least talk about them.
Speaking of voting, you have a video. I haven't watched it yet, but Randy Fine voting in Florida for other people.
Oh, yeah. It looks like he's double dipping, much like at the buffet. Randy Fine, of course, the biggest congressman that we have. Let's go ahead and roll that clip.
This is six.
Welcome to the shit show. Every single day.
Can you eat it?
My new flavor of buttery.
Uh-oh.
So he was actually, it looked like he was going up to other people's desks and voting for people. And there's a tweet under that where you insert your photo ID and you press the button. And so there he is. He's, how Randy Vine votes in Florida. Isn't that right?
It's speculation. We're just watching this video, of course, but it's very suspicious that he's waddling around, much like, you know, someone trying to steal rolls off a table or something. He's waddling around the,
He pushed a button there, he pushed a button there, and he pushes a button there. So he's pushing three different buttons on three different desks. And there doesn't seem to be a problem with that, and nobody's stopping him.
Right. Let's go to Lindsey. Let's go ahead and keep on the neocon.
All right. This is clip seven. Lindsey Graham, he wants Saudi Arabia to knock it off.
I'm going to tell anybody that will listen in the Mideast, don't let this moment pass. Be smart, but don't be locked down with fear. And as to MBS and MBZ, knock it off, Saudi Arabia. Knock it off. I'm tired of this crap. MBZ is not a Zionist, and you're emboldening Iran by having this conflict. Now, I know they got differences in Yemen and they got differences in Sudan, but we got to think big picture. To any leader in the region that doesn't understand you're on the verge of history, history will judge you poorly, because you are.
Senator.
Wow. So, you know, I like to watch a lot of channels on YouTube that give real geopolitical analysis like Dialogue Works or Judge Napolitano, former Fox News host, mm-hmm. of course, really phenomenal guy. I like watching Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson and I'm forgetting the other guy's name. Lord, forgive me. He's one of my favorite hosts out there, but they do the intelligence roundup. And Lawrence Wilkerson, he made the point, Larry Johnson, excuse me. They made the point of, look, we've got this carrier strike group parked outside on the coast.
Yeah.
We don't even have life rafts on these boats because there isn't room for them. We don't have the means for extracting people if, God forbid, one of our carriers go down. And just the level of lack of planning, the level of aggression, the level of really insanity, in my opinion, we should not attack Iran.
So literally the aircraft carriers are like the Titanic? There's no lifeboats?
Yeah, well, we don't have the support teams in place to take care of the people.
Right.
We don't even have the life rafts on the boats. There was a Navy admiral who published an article of a couple years ago complaining about this exact problem, and they heavily censured him.
Huh. Interesting.
Go figure, right?
Yeah.
That's the planning for you. But of course, Lindsey Graham, the combat lawyer, the man who's never fought for anything except for, you know, possibly Ukrainian prostitutes, pure speculation there. Of course, he's the one that wants you to go fight and die. He doesn't even want you to have a life raft.
Well, but he does want to be online as Lady G.
Yes. 100%.
Part of his thing. And so now here's, Randy Fine wants 5-year prison sentences for anti-Israel flyers. Do we have an example of these flyers? Have we seen them?
I don't know. I don't know if we have an example.
Okay. Well, maybe Randy will tell us during here. I was looking for that earlier. There's the anti-Israel flyers, but like, what words are you not allowed to say? He calls it a hate crime. He's busy defending.
Well, you've seen the thing where the libtard, you know, she makes a very mild post and then the police, they show up to her house in Florida. Right? And here's the thing. You can call yourself a conservative. You can call yourself a Republican. Republicans are not pro-censorship. Republicans are not anti-free speech. And ultimately, political speech should be open and available to everyone in this country, whether they're left, right, or center.
And, you know, how do you defeat bad speech with good speech?
Right.
That's
it. And we can't be like the liberals where we censor people that we don't like, right? Especially in the interest of pro-war action. It reminds me a lot of George Bush.
Yeah.
Really does.
Well, yeah. I think we went after the Dixie Chicks when they were against the Iraq war. And,
yeah.
And, you know, and they're very liberal, you know, so
yes.
I'm not fans of theirs, but you know, I did support their right to speak out against the Iraq war.
At least they're anti-death, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's a good platform to have just as a human being. It's like, hey, if we can avoid a war, let's try to avoid a war. And ultimately,
right.
Who struck first in the 12-day war? It was not Iran, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. And, you know, but you won't learn that in your local Learing Center, that's for sure.
No, that's 100%.
So here's Randy Fine.
Holding people accountable without, you know, violating their free speech.
Sure. And again, I would remind you that there's no First Amendment right to conduct. There's a First Amendment right to speech. And the things that we're targeting in the bill are not speech. Again, if someone wants to stand across the street from my house and wave a sign on the sidewalk, they have every right to do that. And this bill won't have anything to do with that. But when it veers into conduct, and so the way we're going to approach this is through a hate crime kicker. So if you graffiti a building, it is a crime now. But if your motivation is hate, it will be a third-degree felony. You will spend 5 years in prison. If you want to litter, it's a crime right now. But if you litter and if your motivation is a hate crime, it will be a third degree felony. You will spend 5 years in jail.
Wow.
It's a crime.
Hit pause.
So what he's doing here, the very sly trick that, of course, Randy Fine, the blimp pimp, is trying to produce to the audience is he's going to the American public. Excuse me. He's saying, look, a political flyer, that's littering. If you put that up, that's littering. And if you litter and you're anti-Semitic and you're littering, you're going to jail. That's the argument. Do you see? Well,
and it's not even anti-Semitic. It's if we say it's anti-Semitic.
Right. And it's like that House resolution. And Pam Bondi criticized that Democrat. She goes, you voted against the thing to condemn the anti-Semitism, blah, blah, blah. It's the IAEA definition of anti-Semitism, ladies and gentlemen. And what is that? You cannot criticize the state of Israel because to do that would be anti-Jewish. And last time I checked, the Jewish people are not the state of Israel. Right. But they want to make this conflation. They want to bring the two things together so that it can never be criticized.
Yeah. There's a lot of people in the state of Israel that are protesting against their government.
Right.
Just like here. You know, there's people every time another side's in power that you have a group of people who are protesting.
And what you have is a political class trying to say that they represent the entire country or an entire group of people, an entire ethnic group of people across the world. And you can't do that. You can't do that. Netanyahu, corruption charges, he's got things pending with the International Criminal Court. What does he do? He solidifies his power, right?
Right.
And that's why we're at today. And people in America, they're trying to do the same thing.
One thing's for sure. It looks like Randy Fine ate the state of Israel.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. Yeah. When he shows up, they got to give him a whole cow. Yeah. Look at that. Look at this person. Would you let this person at your buffet? I wouldn't let this person at my buffet. No. It's like Homer when he goes to the fish shop and he eats all the fish and he goes, I got all you can eat. And they say, you got to get out of here. That's what they say to Randy Fine when he shows up at Luby's.
So just to jump back on the Epstein thing, I wanted to bring this up last segment, but here it is. This is, you know, we're talking about the Savannah Guthrie thing and it's right. Dominated the news cycle. And I can't figure out why. Like, why do they care about this grandma so much? Nobody, you know, when anybody else's grandma goes missing, it's not national news for 7-8 days.
And Fox News, they won't touch the Epstein thing, but this is all they talk about.
Yeah. I mean, who is it? Gutfeld's bitching about it. The other guy, who's the other guy with the
black hair? I forget, man. There's so many of them.
But they're all bitching. Like, why are we covering this? Why do we talk about this so much? You know, it's like a bunch of they've all turned into Nancy Grace. Well, this was Paul Gold Eagle at Paul Gold Eagle on X. Yep, her husband's listed as a co-conspirator in the Epstein files, FGS Global. In case you're wondering why of all times for Savannah Guthrie's mother to be kidnapped, Savannah Guthrie is in the Epstein files. She is linked to the Clintons. Her husband's name is Michael Feldman. He was the scrubber. That is a guy who got harmful things to the Clintons from the press, off the internet, and out of the public eye. He founded a PR consulting firm with Joe Lockhart. Joe Lockhart was Bill Clinton's White House press secretary. After Lockhart left government, he became senior partner at the Glover Park Group, which was co-founded by Feldman. Joe Lockhart sold his D.C. property to the Obamas. So I guess that was that big house that they put the 8-foot wall on.
Well, everything's always so bizarre, the way these weird connections show up, right? I mean, look at Thomas Crooks, for example. Both his parents, you know, government social worker types.
Right, and then house is wiped clean.
There's no silverware.
Yeah, exactly. And he shoots at the local federal firing range. That's where he goes shooting. Glover Park then made Greg Rothschild the managing director of the group's government affairs division. Rothschild's wife, Stephanie Herskowitz, died in a bizarre traffic accident in 2021. Down the rabbit hole we go. So maybe that's the reason there's so much coverage of Savannah Guthrie's mom, one, to make her a victim. So then when you hear about it, you're like, oh, yeah, she lost her mom. That's what's going on.
Well, we talk about the Clinton body count a lot. Really, the Epstein body count is even bigger because it's all these different people that he was tangentially or really associated with. And it's always a mysterious action. Oh, yeah, witness, you know, blows her head off mysteriously. We don't know how that happened.
Yeah,
it happens all the time.
We never know that. And incidentally enough, Kurt Cobain's death is being reexamined now on, grounds of whether he had homicide. Is this live or is this old? But is it old or is it new?
I think it's from today.
Okay.
He gave a press conference today, I believe.
You just brought up the date and then y'all dumped. There we go. February 3rd.
Okay, never mind.
I think that's the one where he says, you're a terrible reporter.
Okay. They're really stretching this thing out.
They really are. They're putting a lot of, they're giving it a lot of time when, you know, normally this would not be a story that they would be covering, but they can cover this instead of Epstein, and it gives cover to Savannah Guthrie's husband is involved in the Epstein scandal.
I think it shows the real difference between the dinosaur legacy-controlled media and a place like this, because at a place like this, I mean, we're talking about, you know, a dozen stories here sitting here today. My dad will cover 50, 60 stories. That's true news blitz. That's what people really want to see.
And give you historical context to them.
Yes, they want to spoon-feed you a narrative, and it's only that one narrative all the time. You got to recognize that, right? Like, why am I being given this information 24/7 on repeat? Nonstop. Is there something going on at the same time they don't want us to look at?
That's true. And so then you have a good example of that is the Abigail Spanberger win in for the Virginia governor when she was in debates with Winsome Sears. Winsome's like, hey, will you condemn your AG who said he wants to kill people, kill his political opponents? Will you condemn that and his children? Will you condemn that? Silence. Nothing. And then she gets in because, well, we don't know if there's any chicanery or not. I'm just going to assume the people of Virginia like taxes because this is what you got coming up. This is what's coming down the pike. You got your dog walking tax, your dog grooming tax, your gym membership tax.
Wow.
Your dry cleaning tax, your counseling tax. This is affordability, people. Storage facility tax, your event tax for concerts and other events, your home repair tax, your vehicle repair tax, your digital personal property tax, tax on fantasy sports contests.
Tyranny.
Wow. That is tyrannical. New personal property taxes on electric leaf blowers and electric landscaping equipment. Delivery tax for Amazon, Uber Eats, FedEx, UPS, especially in Northern Virginia. Tax on Uber and Lyft rides, 4.3 statewide plus an extra 1.9 for Virginia equals 6.2%. So that's on top of whatever federal tax you're paying or, the state tax. Then you have that on top of it. Investment income tax, gun and ammunition tax, large employer tax. So if you're there providing jobs for people, well, you got to pay more tax.
Right.
New income tax brackets, which means you're paying more taxes. New car taxes and highway use fees. Oh, why are they doing the highway use fees? Well, because they're not getting as much gas tax
right,
from all the electric
right.
cars. So now we gotta charge you for these electric cars. You thought you were getting a deal by doing that.
You know what I'm noticing here? These are all taxes on your existing rights and freedoms, right?
Yeah,
These are things that you have the right to do without government interference. And ultimately, oh, it's just a percentage here. It's just a little fee here. It's just a little
I'm
tax
here. I'm just a former CIA officer. No
whether,
big deal.
Whether you look at people like Jeffrey Epstein or Larry Ellison or any of these tech giants, what they say is they want to exist in a world where you have to pay them for everything. You have to pay them a credit card processing fee for everything. You have to pay them a tax for everything. That's the system that's being built around us. They want to tax us to live.
Yes. And so when they come out with these digital currencies, it's all going to be taxed. You think, oh, I'm just going to give $5 to this barista for a tip. Well, it's going to be $5 plus a little bit extra.
You're going to give Larry Ellison his 35 cents.
Right. And so all those add up because it's millions and billions of transactions each week and each month, and it just grows and grows and grows.
I was watching Jay Dyer, host the fourth hour. I was watching him make an excellent point, an absolutely phenomenal point. Epstein was very into freemium gaming and the concept of getting people addicted to spending money instead of saving it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what all this stuff is, right? And you look at crypto. I like Bitcoin. Bitcoin's really cool. Ultimately, people have gotten used to using it, and it's like, oh, I pay a processing fee, I pay a transaction fee. With this stablecoin coming in, that's all going to be demonic.
And because you seem to be making so many high gains with Bitcoin at the moment,
right?
Although it's starting to fall, but people were seeing these historic gains, and they're like, oh, what's a few cents here and there? It's not a big deal. That gets you into it, and then boom,
blueprint.
They can just slam the door, and then you're like, wait a minute. I've paid $15,000 in transaction fees over the past 10 years.
Right.
That's a lot of money because it adds up. If people don't see it because it's not directly affecting them, it's not being taken from them in the pocketbook, it's digitally. It's ethereal.
100%. It's also a way for them to amass the digital currency because they're taking that processing fee in that digital currency. So they get to become the true whale.
They become the whales.
Randy Fine's a true whale. Excuse me.
He is a true whale.
Indeed.
So when we come back, I'm actually going to we're back for the first 5 minutes. I'm going to play and I'll keep you here for this first five because then Alex is going to join us at six after, but we have a new Darren McBreen, AI sort of mashup with AI and real footage. He kind of went with the Big Lebowski this time. He did Planet of the Apes and now we've got a Big Lebowski and I think I make a cameo in this. So it should be
nice.
Who do you think I'd be playing in the cameo?
You got to be the dude, man. You got to be the dude. Come on,
hey, man,
Rob.
It's a beverage. So we'll be right back after this short break. Thank you for joining us on The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. You can follow me at Dews News, DewsNewz. Where can they follow you, Rex?
Rex Jones News with a Z on Twitter. That's RexJonesNewz on Twitter. You can find me there. You can find the Gray Area Talks podcast on YouTube and Rumble and on X at the same name. Follow them all. Do me a huge favor. Thank you all for being here with me and Rob today.
All right. We're going to premiere this Big Lebowski piece coming up right after this short break. Thank you for watching. We'll be right back. And go to thealexjonesstore.com and 52% off just for a limited time.
We've got to get to a point where we are self-sufficient again, Texas. And when it comes to health, also food, our food needs to be clean, number one. It just needs to be clean. And
Florida has pointed out, put that back on screen, all these major brands have got hundreds of times the glyphosate you should have.
Glyphosate.
Absolutely. Well, your doctor tells us what that does.
Oh, this is gonna change your brain. This is going to set you up.
It erases your blood-brain barrier.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really an accelerant or an adjuvant.
Absolutely.
Everything in there. Explain that.
It destroys the blood-brain barrier. So that's a protective thing that happens between the cerebral spinal fluid and your fluids inside the brain. And the things that attack it from the outside. Once that barrier is depleted, then it's subject to all kinds of heavy metals. Things that get sprayed from the sky, right? Barium, aluminum. All these things that it protects you from. Why methylene blue works. It does, it counters that.
Let me ask you that. 45 minutes in, you feeling, Doc?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Be honest, though. You got your own special brand. Is this good or what?
No, this is the same effect I'm getting, but it feels right. Yeah, it feels right. Yeah, it's a little easier to take. Yeah.
By easier, what do you mean? Compared
just
to
the way it feels, just going down, drinking it. But it's...
So this one tastes better, but it's as good as the one your doctor gave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, so your daughter must have a good one.
We'll see. We'll go down the road a little ways. I'll text you.
Guys, get him a couple bottles of this. I need Doc Chambers endorsing this.
I'm not getting it for free, but I'll definitely help.
No, you're getting it down. Come on. Free, you're blessed. It's amazing.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at TheologyShowStore.com.
Unlimited power.
Volunteer power.
Well, way out west, southwest, down in Texas, there's this fella I want to tell you about, fella by the name of Alex Jones. At least that was the handle his freedom-loving parents gave him, and he made pretty good use of it himself. This Alex Jones, well, he's a straight shooter. He calls himself an info warrior, a globalist killer, even a goblin slayer. He's a truth bomber, dropping nukes of knowledge across radio waves, television sets, and all over the World Wide Web. Many have tried to stop him, shut him up, or silence him, but it never quite worked out. Not for a man like him.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
He's a real Paul Revere of the 21st century. A truth teller. Hell, even more honest than old honest Abe Lincoln. That's Alex Jones.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
There's a lot about the man that didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Not until I tuned into InfoWars, that is. Then things started to become clear.
Are you going to find these guys? Or, you have any promising, leads?
Leads? Yeah, sure. I'll just check with the boys down at the crime lab. They, got four more detectives working on the case. They got us working in shifts. Leads.
Now this story that's about to unfold, well, it started back just about the time the Twin Towers in Building 7 collapsed.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
I only mention it because, well, sometimes there's a man. I won't say hero, because what's a hero? But sometimes there's a man, and I'm talking about Alex Jones here. Sometimes there's a man. Well, he's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's, ah, hell, I've done introduced him enough.
Yeah, that's where I think AI is really come a long way. And then mixing AI with real stuff is the way to go. You can't, when you do it all AI, it just doesn't have that.
100%.
It doesn't really feel like it's authentic.
What I like about it is I grew up here watching you and McBreen make all those phenomenal, fantastic edits and memes over the years. And y'all have been able to incorporate this new style of video making in with the old. And I think it's kind of a 1+1=3 sort of synergy calculation that's made. Like, you're an incredible editor, and like, I know everyone knows this about Rob, if you're an InfoWars listener, like, this is the head producer right here. This is the guy that makes all stuff.
Well, I make a lot of stuff, but you know what? It's a team effort because everybody has,
100%.
You know,
McBreen killer too.
Yeah. McBreen has got his own way of editing that, you know, is really exact and precise and really looks at things. I'm more like, let's get it. How fast can we get it out there? But bombshell and provocative, well, and really wake people up.
I say that because other places, you know, mainstream media, God knows how many editors they have working on stuff. And it's just a small team of people really just hammering away, making badass art like this that we're all really proud of.
And you might be, you know, behind your computer working on something for a couple of days, but you know, man, as soon as this thing drops, it's going to be amazing. As soon as the thing, and so you're working and working and working, and then you put it out. And then you're like, there's just this satisfaction when you're like finally done with something and you give it out to the world, and then hopefully the world takes it and runs with it. That's what you always hope for, to see,
right,
to see these things really go viral.
Shout out to Dew, shout out to McBreen, shout out to Wilson, shout out to all the great editors at InfoWars that make stuff like this possible. I mean, It's a unique art style. We've created our own art style at this media platform.
And what's great is other people have taken it and taken what we've done and like brought it to the next level, like this Epstein thing with the Family Guy, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of schlocky and sloppy, but it also makes a good point, and it's kind of moving around so much, you're kind of like, what am I watching? And then you're like, oh, wait, I hadn't thought about the Hegelian dialectic with the Epstein releases. We think maybe they're trying to stop it. Maybe they're doing it on purpose, the way to put, you know, putting it out this way.
Fascinating.
So it's crazy. So Alex Jones is coming up next right after the break. 1 minute. Thanks for joining me, Rex Jones.
Thank you for being
having
me.
Have a good one.
I appreciate you.
All right. We'll be right back. You're watching The War Room.
One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get ultra methylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultra methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there. Ah! Yeah!
Welcome back to the War Room. We are starting the second hour. 1 hour and 54 minutes to go to the end of our broadcast day. And then it repeats over again all weekend. And joining me is Alex Jones from Florida right now. You know, he said he's going to take a vacation, but what does he do? He goes on PBD, drops a bunch of truth bombs there. He's got this lawsuit that's just been filed. I mean, he never stops working. Let's bring him on in here. Alex Jones, how's it going today?
Well, I mean, technically, it's not a vacation. It wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
I'm going to do some other podcasts coming up, and it's allowed me to work on the lawsuits, the transition out of InfoWars that were shut down, and just to get a lot of stuff done. So I've been here in the hotel basically working since 5 a.m., which is fine to take off some. I just don't want all the viewers and listeners know we love you. We appreciate you. But I did land out the beach for about 3 hours today.
I can tell.
I'm going to look like a lobster. So for me to take off, I feel so good, man. I'm like Superman, not literally like Superman, but I mean, the sun, it makes me feel good. Heals me. So I'm feeling energized, baby.
The sun is amazing. Yeah. I mean, it really does take you, it takes you from just being like a human to just going, wow, I've got an unknown source of power. So, let's get in. Yesterday, Breonna Morello put out the press release. We've got this historic, you know, civil rights lawsuit that you've countersued to basically pull the lawsuit out of federal bankruptcy court and move it into another federal court?
Yeah, let me explain something. This is a big deal, okay? We've already sued them in the last year and a half and got all the depositions and things, how they rigged the bankruptcy and how the feds were running it all and all those documents and things that are just bombshell. But really, nobody else is going after people that ran across for Hurricane Arctic Frost. We were all under attack in that. We're in all the documents. You know, most talk shows are mentioned once. It's the biggest thing ever. We're mentioned hundreds of times. Trump declassified almost a year ago in the month right there he was in, that we were targeted by Obama and by Comey in 2013 with an ongoing 10-year illegal investigation that Trump didn't learn about until the next time he got back in. So this is the bottom of the rabbit hole. They've got to get through me to get to you. They said, I mean, and we've already played the clips on my show today and on the War Room. I know played some of it earlier and also on American Journal this morning, where these lawyers for, you know, these Democrat Party law firms say, we don't want money, we want him off the air. So, and then they ran this conspiracy against my rights.
And Alex, they put that in court documents too. It's not just they just say that. They put it in court documents that they want you off the air. They don't want you to be able to continue speaking.
And I should say, as the news director here, you know, you've been here 16 years, news director at least 10, you were handed all the work. Being a boss means more work. For compliance with discovery that they said we didn't do, for our countersuits. So you know more about this than I do. Literally, no one knows more than you. The lawyers all call you because you've been through all this. you've seen all the raw videos where I say, I believe Sandy Hook happened. And I'm sorry for the families, but these people are saying this. Then I say a quote of what they said. They take what I said and put in a court document. I said that. That's in our civil rights suit. Now, I would have had the right to say under the First Amendment what they claimed I said. But it's so damning that they put this fake stuff in lawsuits and then got a judge to say I was defaulted and couldn't defend myself. And we have our filings where I tried to defend myself and show the video to the jury that I did what they said. And the judges in Texas and Connecticut, Democrat Party operatives, said no. So that's a big part of this. But here's the first thing you should know. We'll put the Financial Times of London up. Came out a week ago that Paul Weiss Law Firm, the undisputed top Democrat Party law firm, that in their own court filings a year ago said they spent $320+ million suing me. No joke, folks. You can pull that up. That they ran the cover-up operations for Epstein at major universities, MIT, you name it. So just we'll put the Financial Times up. I can pull it up, actually. I sent you guys that. We can actually pull the HD up. So Financial Times of London. People can see that for yourself. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. So these are the people that we are talking about. This is the heart. There it is. Paul Weiss, Chair. Brad Karp told Jeffrey Epstein, you're amazing. And a bunch of these guys have had to resign and pull up the other articles where they ran the cover-ups. So this is the heart of the deep state. Now, remember, I knew he was on the trial commission. I thought it was subcommittee. When I saw the bad interview with his first bro 2 weeks ago, I was like, I didn't know that he was on the board.
Handpicked to be
when old Rockefeller couldn't go places in 1990, it would be him. That's why world leaders called Epstein. He was really the head of the Trilateral Commission. David Rockefeller founded it in 77. He ran it. It's one of the top globalist groups of the WEF that coordinates all this. And here's Epstein in this interview with Bannon, that Bannon didn't release, that came out because 2 hours of the 9 hours is there. Imagine when it's not been released. But 2 hours it was sent in to the feds, they have. The feds don't have the other hours. They're saying, I want to see those hours. I'm going to call Steve soon. But I mean to do that, it's on my list. That here he is as the representative of David Rockefeller, the founder and head of the Trilateral Commission. So he wasn't just on the board of the Trilateral Commission. He was the legate. And that's an old imperial Roman thing where the emperor couldn't be everywhere. So you might have two or three legates or representatives who would actually either have a ring, but usually also a scroll with specific orders so they know it was true. Sometimes a stone or a tablet with a carving for the message, but this person would present it. And they had to follow it as if it was the words of the Caesar. So he is David Rockefeller's operative. After Rockefeller dies, he's the shadow head of the Trilateral Commission. So that's how huge this is. And so imagine they wanted me off the air. They said I was this top enemy because I was actually exposing how they operated when other talk show hosts couldn't integrate all the different sectors and systems into this. That's why they want us off the air. So this is a major civil rights lawsuit. This is a lawsuit about conspiracy against rights. They're caught dead to rights. If we get a fair judge, we don't know where it'll go in the federal court. So it's kind of a spin of the wheel. But we got what other suits, other ways. It doesn't matter. They need to know we're on the offense. And this is damning. And we have even more information. It's not in the suit, as you know, Rob.
Oh, yeah.
So we have the DOJ starting it, the head of the FBI in Connecticut running it. We have all them, conspiracy against rights. And this is just devastating information. And I've got lawyers, I had good lawyers before, but these guys, Shelby Jordan and Ben Brooks, are very prestigious lawyers that have, you know, run, you know, $10 billion cases that have won major lawsuits against TMZ, New York Times, you name it, Ben Brooks. I mean, that's why the left is scared. They're completely paralyzed right now because, you know, I just had Shelby as the bankruptcy lawyer the last 3 years and they saw the documents and they got obsessed with it themselves. And they can't believe it. They're like, this is insane. This is totally crazy. And then they sit there and show me the videos. And go, did you know you said it happened? And then you quoted someone saying it didn't. Did you know? And I was like, I know. My lawyers gave that to them, but the judges blocked. They said, we have them. We have them. And it would be okay if I said it didn't happen. That's my first minute. But I didn't even say it the way they said it. So they are just devastated.
Yeah, one of the people was acting. You didn't even say that. You go back to the show and you go, crew, what do you think? I think, you know, you go, people could act certain ways. You go, people basically, they could be under prescription medications that they're giving them in this and they act differently than they would normally act. And you're like, I think it's real. And you go, my condolences to the families. That's the last thing you said on that broadcast.
And let's be clear. What was I talking about there?
You're talking about Mr. Parker.
The internet a year after has Robbie Parker on CNN, you know, after it happened, but it got big a year after. We didn't even say it was staged until the internet said that. And then we questioned it. Parker is talking to the lawyers and people, and then he sees the cameras. It goes from laughing to smiling to crying. People do weird stuff under duress, under, you know, thing. Even then I said that. But I wasn't the one that said Parker was an actor. The internet did.
Right.
These professors said that. So the point is, you've been there with me in federal court. When they bow up, they come and they get in my face, and my security's got to get between us.
Oh, yeah.
Like I did something. All I did was they used my name to raise $300 million with their charities. We have all the documents. I only mentioned one name of one of the people. It's literally, I'm being stalked by these people. And the First Amendment is, if they can get away with this, they can get away with anything. But they are horrified right now because in our 60-page lawsuit that is posted on Infowars.com, we'll have it posted at the top again, we can please, and it's posted on X, the PDF of the lawsuit, it's all there. Everything we say is a quote. Everything we say is what we did. It shows my quotes I really said versus what they put in federal court. And again, the judge found me guilty in both cases, Texas and Connecticut, so I couldn't even defend and show I didn't say this.
And that was done 40 days apart, too. Those two default judgments happened about 40 days apart. And you could see the collusion going on. And it's for most of the same things. They added a little bit more in the Connecticut one because they can't go, oh, we can't say the same thing in the Texas as the Connecticut. That might look like we're in cahoots together. So we'll add a few more
things. That's what the suit's about, is the judge handed control over to the plaintiff's lawyers, even let them basically write the judgments from what we know. So here's why this is important. This is the model to show everybody else down. Look, 6 months ago, Mike Lindell, Smartmatic, pull up the headline. They did it great on American Journal this morning. Just type in, federal judge says Mike Lindell liable or guilty for defaming Smartmatic. The judge found him guilty. That's a default. That's AP, Reuters, you name it. Now they're going to have a jury trial, told he's guilty to do that, even though Smartmatic's been indicted and they're all in trouble and Dominion's being indicted and all this, and then they're trying to settle with him now. He won't settle because he knows that there it is. Judge rules, my pillow.
Yeah, judge rules. That's the key. Yeah, judge rules, not a jury.
So you go in, and they said Alex Jones on video dozens of times is the model. This is how we're going to do it. So they said I'm the model. It's not like I'm saying protect me, folks, defend me, folks. They're setting the precedent to get you with this. They have now. We know of thousands of J6ers that have also been sued and all sorts of conservative websites, big, small, you name it, medium-sized, that are being sued and defaulted instantly. And so you were there, Rob. You helped prepare all the discovery, everything they wanted, hundreds of thousands of emails, all the video ever we did. And when there wasn't what they wanted there, they said we didn't give them information, but actually in their filings.
Right. And on top of that, the stuff they were asking us for was like, Facebook videos, which we didn't have at the time. We didn't have a Facebook page. We didn't have a YouTube channel. So we had to go back and like search for all this stuff. And the name that it might be on Facebook is not the name that you're going to call a file. You might call a file like, Alex Jones talks about blah, 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 and
then
it gets a headline later. And so you can't even go back and search these things by headline.
But let's be clear. That's not what they defaulted us for. Yeah, they deleted us off YouTube everywhere, and we couldn't get the videos. That was our cloud.
Right.
No, that's what a cloud's dangerous for. You got to back some of the hard drive.
Yeah.
That's not, they said that to the media. They defaulted us for saying we're going to depose Hillary Clinton.
Yep.
Three things. They defaulted us because they'd admitted in depositions that Hillary was running it, basically. They defaulted us for saying we don't use Google Analytics, which we don't. Don had just a few times checked his numbers, but that's just a search. They said, give us Google Analytics, that. And I forget the other third thing. It was just some totally retarded. Oh, yeah. They said, give us your Sandy Hook
marketing plan,
advertising promotions. Well, everybody knows, here's the sale on vitamins, here's the sale on T-shirts or a book. It has nothing to do with the show. So, people say, okay, guys, time for a plug. I'll be talking to, hey, hold on, folks, I got a plug. And I'll read an ad about vitamins or an ad about T-shirts. It has nothing. So we said there is no marketing information on Sandy Hook. So they found us guilty for that. Normally, for a default, you've got to leave the country. You've got to be caught paying off a judge, something like that. So moving on from that, here's what I want to say. Move on to the other big news.
Yeah.
This has come to a head. The receiver now at the state level, because the feds wouldn't shut us down because the fake auctions and what the Justice Department got caught running that, you know, did, because the Justice Department can come into a bankruptcy. They did. And two U.S. trustees got in a lot of trouble. One got fired. The judge took the power away from the last one that got caught doing all this stuff. So now they put it into a state receiver appointed by the court. And he was like, oh, yeah, of course we're going to have a sale. That's the law. When they found out good guys wanted to buy it, now he's like, no sale. But you're, under the law, you're not allowed to not sell my assets so I can pay part of my debt back. But the, quote, families, the Democrats, there's 20 families, but only six people sued me. It's not the families. The Democrats, people that run the foundations, run the fundraising, you know, operations, they raised $300 million off my name. They don't want a sale. And so they're just going to let it shut down. And then just give it to the Onion again. The Onion guy, funded by Bloomberg, is on TV saying he's about to get it. Well, that's all illegal, not just uncivil from what we've researched. So get ready for that. The actions just pile up. So we go to the All Shows Network owned by Bigley when this happens. Then they're dead to rights, fried, hijacking a company and not allowing it to be sold to pay down somebody's debt. They are just done. This is over the top, you know, just unconstitutional. Despite all the other stuff they've done, I mean, it just goes on and on. And they thought no one would ever fight them. They thought no one would ever know. So that's why everyone, before I hit this other big news, I'm not sure to talk about us, need to know. We have held them off. We have battled them for 8 years. They look like total fools with their fake auctions, total fools trying to shut us down with security services they hired and that blowing up even before that. And so they've already lost the court of public opinion. The CIA has been caught being involved in a cover video. The FBI has had to admit that they ran the whole thing. That's the state conspiracy with courts against the individual. They are in deep crap. So there isn't just the DOJ that sits up there with their thumbs up their butt. Okay. We get a good federal judge and we'll file as many suits as need to, you know, and we just keep fighting. If they think the last 8 years was bad or 7 years, just, you know, us holding on, we're not holding on. We're dominating. We're taking action, but the engine, the power source, the amplification, the blood supply, the brains, the guts, the will, the soul is the viewers of this broadcast. That's why you go to the olive-shield-store.com. That's why you get great supplements like Ultra Methylene Blue and Irish Sea Moss and Bovine Colostrum and the widest selection of Patriot Apparel and the great knives, is because 70% on average of the funds comes in goes to this fight, which keeps us on the air. That is the victory. An absolutely devastating win for humanity when you go to the olive-shield-store.com. And ending on Monday at midnight, the biggest sale of 2026 ends. Two different bundles, Methylene Bloom, Ultra Methylene Red, that's proprietary and incredible, and one of the other great products with the Irish, the Shilajit. And they've got another bundle for over 50% off. Yeah, it's the Shilajit, the Methylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss. The other bundle's got the Ultra Methylene Red in it. Those two bundles are there.
And the colostrum. Blue, red, and colostrum.
For 52% off, that is massive. But that funds their operation. These are incredible products. Just look for information. Take action now. And they're so pissed. Remember when they won their fake cases in Texas and Connecticut 3 years ago, they said, he's done. He's shut down. Don't buy his products. He's done. He's over. He's annihilated. He's, well, here we are because of your will. And there's the Onion guy. And they're just making the Onion joke. Here, we got new clips last few months. He says, I'm getting it. Number one thing in my life is wearing Al Pacino's skin, taking control of all this. Bloomberg's funding it. This is the enemy's main push. They want to capture the flag. They want the Roman standard. That's why it's so important, everybody, that you understand that we can't do this without you. And because we battled so long, some say it's like crying wolf, the boy who cried wolf, or Chicken Little. It's the opposite.
It's like the Revolutionary 90s. War, Alex. I mean, George Washington didn't stop. He kept fighting. They kept losing battles, but he kept going, well, we're going to move over here. We're going to move over here. We're going to do this. We're not going to stop. We're going to do a sneak attack on Christmas Day. We have the way. We're not going to stop, because if we stop, we're all going to be dead anyway. So we might as well at least fight until we can't fight anymore. And that's what we're doing here at InfoWars.
It was perseverance. Exactly. That's a better analogy. Trenton, New Jersey, mm-hmm. You know, Christmas Eve and all that, taking on the Germans three times the number, and men freezing to death, and George Washington out front leading the battle, getting bullets shooting through his clothing. The Germans got completely panicked by it because they were shooting him at like 10 feet away and couldn't kill him. That was God. Exactly. But I also use the analogy of those Muhammad Ali fights, like with George Foreman and people, where they would go, you know, 12 rounds to the Larry Lashes. I mean, look at all the stuff Trump's gone through. Why it's so sad him doing the Epstein thing wrong. I mean, this is epic, real, toe-to-toe, marathon, or, you know, sudden death overtime football games. It's basketball. Who wants it most? Who's got the stamina? This is it. People get like, oh, well, they're invincible. They'll always win. At a subconscious level, I'm almost like, okay, they say they're shutting us down on the 7th. Now they're already backing down about that. And at a certain point, I think listeners are going to freak out when we finally shut down. But why should we even give them that victory? You know, why should I like halfway slow down just so I prove to people we're about to be shut down? You can read the news. You see it everywhere. This is a toe-to-toe battle, okay? This is about perseverance. And this is what it comes down to. So thank you for your past support. We continue while we stay on air to devastate the enemy, to show them as the frauds they are, and just absolutely cripple their operations. So thank you for your past support. Please support us now. Regardless, share the lawsuit. That's at Real Off Jones on X and Infowars.com. Regardless, share the live feeds with your family, everybody you know. And just know that this is a great team committed to freedom, and you can't bet on liberty anywhere more than you bet on it here. And that big sell ends Monday night. Now,
Let me jump in on this, Alex. You were talking about the sports analogy. You basically exposed, by us staying in the fight, we're exposing their playbook and all the different tactics they're going to use. So when other people, when they do this to other people, they can look at it and go, oh, this is how they did it to Alex Jones, and this is how he fought it, and look how successful he was.
Well, exactly. They've said on the news, even before they got their fake rulings and their defaults, we're going to use this model on everybody. We played the clips 100 times, by 500 times. People are sick of it. That's the problem. The listeners are like, we already know, Alex, we know you're telling the truth. Well, the general public still doesn't fully know it. Yeah, we've kind of won the court battles, and people know they're liars, and then they know about the lawfare to Trump and stuff. They're just like, move on. No, the battle continues on. The battle continues on. And I use the cheesies as a great movie, Wrath of Khan. I'm not a big Star Trek fan. I love Wrath of Khan. When they've got the Genesis thing that's meant to create new planets, it's also a weapon. And the Enterprise's engines are basically knocked out there at impulse power. And you've got Khan saying, it doesn't end, Kirk. From the gates of hell, I spit at you. I'm going against you. And it's like, to them, that's all. Because they've wanted me so long. They've wanted it so bad. And I'm on one side, I'm like, well, we fought this long fight. And they've done all this. The receiver's shutting us down. And then, you know, literally withholding funds to run things at this point. My lawyer's like, look, you've proven it. Just move on. I'm like, no, I have to fight over this flag in the last minute. But regardless, when you go to theAlexJonesNetwork.com, that funds not just InfoWars, but it also funds the Alex Jones Network, which is critical. So, folks, take action now, or remember this. You know, in a month or 2 weeks, we're shut down. They can do it any day, actually. It's the same judge around the show trial that's over the receiver. And just know, the bad guys want this off the air. I'll never give up. I'll never back down. I'll never give in. I don't know how to. I love doing this. I love to fight. I love to fight tyrants. But I could give out. I need your support. Plus, they're great products. I only sell you stuff that really works. TheAuctionStore.com. Now, let me tell you what's coming up. Every time I want to stop talking about Candace Owens, I just can't help it. And my job is not defending TPUSA, and I've got issues and some of their optics and some of the stuff that goes on. I get people thinking it's weird. But every time I see one of these stories about them and I go investigate it, whether it's Egyptian planes or whether it's Fort Huachuca or whether it's Erica Kirk's a pedophile, I learn they're not showing you what is actually in the public record. So this is cherry picking thousands of messages with Erica Kirk and a woman that she was friends with the family and lived in their house, mentoring a girl that was anorexic and thought she was ugly. And this is total deception, and using mainly quotes from the young girl that is flirting with Erica to then imply that that is her doing it. And it's evil. And then Candace Owens is, oh, by the way, you should give me a job at TPUSA, which I said, she said yesterday after I was on air, I said, oh, Patrick Ben David, it was about TPUSA taking over, what they bought from her, Blixit, or the Black Exit. And so she's always been pissed at them. And I know from behind the scenes, Charlie Kirk did not like her for years, trying to be nice to her. And I'm not trying to choose a side. I just can't side with Mitch Snow. I can't side with all this stuff that's not true. And so we've got some news on that that's pretty powerful, and a lady that broke it down on the other side. And then I've got some other news about what's happening geopolitically here on this Friday evening. We're so blessed and so honored you're here. I don't look at something and say what'll be popular. I look at something and say, what do I believe is true? You're always going to get from me what I believe is accurate. And I'm accurate by 98% of the time. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, everything we've talked about to a T is being vindicated right now. So we can obsess over
the Epstein files, or is Trump covering up, or isn't he, or you know, what's Todd Blanche doing, any of that.
Men that abuse these girls, and what does that mean?
But at the end of the day, it's 99% Democrats in there. It's the European elite. They're the ones that basically wrote the book on this crap. It's all coming out, and we the people, the populist Christians of the world, have been vindicated in spades. And that's why we've been attacked so much. So remember, regardless of what happens with different political leaders, different populists, whether it's Orban, or whether it's Le Pen in France, or whether it's Donald Trump here, regardless, we the people of the West, of America, Christendom, will continue to promote freedom and liberty and justice in the American way and expose evil. And at the tip of the spear in that fight is InfoWars. But regardless of what happens to InfoWars, TheAlexJonesStore.com is owned by Bigley, and they have set up the Alex Jones Network as our backup that is absolutely critical. And they have launched the biggest sale of the year that runs until just next Monday. So I'm saying this live on air on Tuesday, February 10th. And I'll air this later again as an ad, so you'll be seeing it later. That means you've only got 6 days to take advantage of this massive sale. Listen to this. We've got multiple bundles on the side of our best-selling products. Limited time till next Monday at midnight. And your support keeps us on the air. This is an amazing value. Ultimate Gut and Brain Bundle. Repair the gut, power the brain, the heart, everything. Bundle price, $99. Normal value, $209. Savings over 50% off. Includes bovine colostrum, the top. Private label, so incredible for your body, your skin, your hair, everything. Methylene Blue Tincture, we've got the best. Total game changer. You've seen the guests take it live on air. Even Methylene Blue fans say we've got the best. Methylene Red is our proprietary system that doesn't have a bunch of methylene blue in it. It's got all these other supercharged nutrients that supercharge methylene blue, but also do a great job for your stamina, libido, energy outside of that. So if you love methylene blue, the methylene red, it's back in stock. All three of those together in a bundle at over 50% off. Then we have the Modern World Survival Stack. Rebuild, reload, defend. The bundle, $89. Normally $184. Over 50% off. Built to support the body, the toxic nutrient depleted modern world. Energy, stamina, focus, everything. Shilajit Complex, the best Shilajit gummies, capsules, you choose. CMOS capsules, incredible. Very strong, concentrated Irish CMOS, natural iodine, 93 trace vitamins and minerals, incredible supercharger. You want this right now. Incredible for your thyroid, immune health, metabolic balance, your heart. And then Atomic Defense is the horse pill of horse pills of all the known concentrated natural detox super nutrients to detox of heavy metals, environmental toxins, and supercharge your body and gut health. Get it all right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com and be the reason we will always be on the air one way or another. But you love sales. This one is over. I think it comes at like 57% off or something. This is over 50% off. It's running till next Monday. So I'm cutting this live on air on Tuesday, February 10th. So what is Monday? Okay. You got like 6 days to take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I want to thank all you that have gotten the products and all you that have been VIPs. You get huge discounts if you do that and $40 from the store instantly every month. But for everybody else on the fence, you're missing out. You think our info is powerful? Well, this is even more powerful. Get it now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm going to air about an 11-minute video of a lady online, and I went and checked what she was saying, who went and looked at the actual text messages going back many, many, many years ago when Erica Kirk was 25 years old, talking to a 15-year-old girl who she was friends with the family, lived at their house for a while, and then you know, continued her friendship with her as a mentor. They have talked to the woman who's now older, you know, now an adult, and she says, no, I you know, totally worshipped her. She was like a big sister. She mentored me. You know, I was out of control. I was wild. You'll see her statement saying that. They went and cherry-picked the internet stuff from, you know, over a decade ago,
and made it look like Eric Kirk was grooming her, even though most of the quote few statements, you know, that sound like that are from her. And then you've got a few Siri voice to text things where Erica says, oops, sorry, that was Siri getting that wrong. And then they're saying, no, she's a groomer. She's a pedophile. You know, she's doing all that. And we've continued to hear this. So we've, you know, we were lied to about Egyptian planes, promised we'd see all the evidence that that was real once it was disproven. She never published that. We were promised, you know, Mitch Snow is totally real, even though we got footage of him and he was convicted of this hammer attack and taking his wife's keys and doing all of this. And then when I presented that, I was a traitor. I was a Mossad operative with all of her surrogates. I was the worst guy. Oh, but he was at Fort Huachuca. Nobody ever said he didn't get detained at Fort Huachuca. And then later came up with a story. So he said she hammer attacked him and did all this and took her car keys. He's the one doing it on video. They don't care. They say, we don't care about his credibility. We just care he said this. Well, that goes to his credibility. And then now, you know, Candace says, you know, ice melts at 30 degrees. It's not melting in Tennessee. Something's happening. Ice melts above 32. I've said that. Her listener said, no, you're wrong. It melts at 30. I mean, this is just, I'm not even against Candace. This is like cult bonker level stuff. I mean, I personally think Macron's, you know, so-called wife does look like a man. I was supportive of her. Whether Candace is right or wrong, she has the right to say that. So I went through all this. You know, I've been through all this. I don't want to be on the Candace Owens, attack Candace Owens bandwagon. I haven't talked about it a lot the last few weeks, barely any. But I saw this Erica Kirk stuff 2 days ago, and I said, are those even real text messages? And then I saw people go and find her, which she would post, this young lady, the stuff from, you know, many years ago. And we found the full stuff, and others did. And it's not what they're saying, or it's the young girl saying it. And she's now come out and said, no, that was me. And the girl was anorexic. Clearly she was very promiscuous. And it's Erica saying, you're beautiful. You're amazing. Don't drink. You've got a great life ahead of you. Good job at the job interview. Be good. Jesus loves you. So you'll hear a quote from the girl saying something, and then they'll twist something Erica said, and they'll ignore under it what she really said there, or her saying, oops, that's Siri, you know, that's not what I said, let me say this, and then she says it. And you're going to see the evidence of that. And then now you've got Candace in another video. I forgot to send you guys. It's on my phone. I sent it actually to my show, so it's in there. It's a headline like, now Candace is attacking Erica Kirk's children. And she gets up there in this bizarre video. In fact, while we're airing this first 11-minute video, I'll go find that, send it to the crew. They can't find it, so I forgot to send it. She's like, look at these text messages. You got to ask, how does Candace even have this stuff? And then, you know, statements by her Kirk about one night at 2:30 in the morning, her kids get woken up because Charlie learns his team won, and he's yelling at the TV, which I've done many times. And Candace goes, children are in REM sleep at 2:30 in the morning or 3 in the morning. This isn't true. What were they really doing during the REM sleep? What was really happening? Were they in an argument? I mean, it's literally a soap opera where they just, what was happening in a date years ago? Because Erica Kirk said her kids woke up when Charlie was yelling as the sports team won in the middle of the night. And then that comes in. It was really a fight. It was really, I mean, it's like you're listening to this. It's like you're inside a schizophrenic brain. So I don't know if Candace Owens has lost her mind, or whether she's pure evil. But the people that they all said were at Fort Huachuca all had alibis. And no one cares about that. They say it doesn't matter. Mitch Snow was detained there. Yeah, he's like a lunatic. So what does that mean? And so it's just, the Democrats want TPUSA taken down. We all have questions about Charlie Kirk. We know that Cash Patel ordered a stand down, basically a cover up of accomplices, foreign or domestic, including all the trannies that said he'll be dead tomorrow when he comes to the school, and the accomplice up front who was convicted saying, you know, I shot him to divert so he could get away, saying he did it so the shooter could get away. You know, Kyle Robinson in court with a trans flag tie, looking totally psychotic and evil. They show still shots seeing when a nice American boy. I'm just saying, I'm not going to make stuff up. It's like with Trump and Epstein. We never saw Trump any real Epstein crimes. Trump, we now learn, even in the documents, dropped the dime on Epstein 18 years ago. Trump now is covering it up. Bondi is now covering it up. So I'm like, it doesn't matter they weren't involved before. Now I'm angry at Trump, and they've got to answer to this. And we need to see Howard Lutnick, who I first said I think was involved over a month ago before it came out, lived next door, lying about all this stuff, saying he got scared because the massage table, great massages, him and his wife ran the right kind of massage. Now we learned years later he's at the Epstein Island. Resign. I'm all for going after Trump for anything wrong he's done, okay? But the Democrats are the ones that, with Ghislaine helping found the Clinton Foundation, they're the ones with Larry Summers, all the billionaires, and at the island, and all the real stuff, and the emails about cannibalism, and Aleister Crowley, and the WikiLeaks saying the same thing, 7, 9, and 11-year-old are being delivered to the pool for your entertainment, Mr. Podesta, and his brother publishing an article 2007, a whole magazine that you can look at online in the Washington Post in D.C. about dangerous art, about pedophilia and kids being tortured to death. I mean, it's all there. I'm saying, let's focus on Trump, where it needs to be, and the fact that they're protecting the Democrats. So now Trump is an accomplice, and I've said that. But that's done. Okay, boom. Now let's focus on all the Aleister Crowley, the beef jerky, the one piece of pizza that's glowing and loving, and you're going to love it for seven people. It's all Democrats. And they got the nerve to turn around and call the Republicans the Pedo Protection Party, when it's been the Republicans, Massey and MTG and myself and others that have been questioning this day one, acting like we somehow are hiding. Then Anna Kasparian, and by the way, Rob, I know you're sitting there listening. I want you this weekend because I know she did. They attacked me in 2016-17 over Pizzagate, saying I was insane, just like they did in the court cases. Jones is insane. He claims the Clintons are involved in human trafficking. The head of their foundation was convicted in Haiti, human trafficking. Anna Kasparian and others attacked me for years, saying I was insane. Now she's the champion of Epstein, but she only focuses on Netanyahu. Well, Netanyahu's guilty of plenty of crimes, but she knows that's a dead end. It was Ehud Barak, his big enemy, and the Rothschild arm of Jewry, on record, that is at war with Netanyahu, that was handling Epstein with Les Wexner. So it's not a defense of Netanyahu. It's that she is focusing only on Netanyahu because he goes nowhere and he wasn't involved, and Netanyahu has said that. I'll just believe Netanyahu, who's an absolute, you know, demon in my view. I know the facts. This is another arm. So again, this is the same thing we see over and over again. Where are these so-called conservative influencers that only attack Trump all day, but spend no time with the Democrats or Ehud Barak? I say, great, go after Trump all day long. But when you don't cover all this other stuff, you're aiding and abetting the real people that are involved in blood drinking, cannibalism, Satanism, murder, you name it. So this lady put out an 11-minute video, and she did an excellent job. I went and spot checked it. It's all accurate. They didn't show you the rest of the text. They didn't show you who really said what. Yeah, it's a young girl who does have kind of a girl crush doing this to her mentor, who's saying, you know, go to church, be Christian, get this job. You know, she's friends with her family. She lives at the house. The family rents her. This is what's happening. But out of context, it looks terrible. And but then notice they edited all this out. You're about to see the reality right now. Here it is.
When Erica Kirk was 25 years old, she groomed a 15-year-old girl. Or at least that's what all of her haters across the internet want you to believe. I have spent the last 2 days digging through old Twitter accounts, looking through all of the communications so that I could break everything down for you. All of the accounts that I have seen that are making videos about this topic are intentionally leaving a lot of information out, and that's intentional. So this starts all the way back in 2013. Erica was living in LA. She's dating a basketball player. He's living in Michigan. She actually rents a place to be able to go and visit him in Michigan. She goes to have sushi and happens to meet the people that own the place that she's staying in, meet their granddaughter, but her granddaughter also has a friend with her, which would be 15-year-old Jillian. But first of all, I think it's important to know what type of a teenager Jillian was, what type of content she was posting, and how Erica is interacting with her, right? So first of all, let's just start with the fact that she seems insanely lost. This girl is engaged in a lot of stuff that she really should not be. She is posting very inappropriate things, giving references to a lot of partying, drinking, MJ use. She's referencing these types of exchanges with boys and her sexually explicit interactions with them. This tweet here is just one example of multiple that I saw all throughout her feed. You very much get the vibe that this girl does not have a lot of parenting going on in her life. She's being raised by a single mom, and it's very clear that her mom is giving the whole "I'm a cool mom, I'm your friend, not your parent" type of vibe. Another thing that became very obvious very quickly is Jillian has massive body image issues and self-esteem issues. She is constantly posting that she is fat. She is posting pictures of very, very sickly, skinny girls saying that she wishes she looked like that, how beautiful they are, how gorgeous they are, how she wants to lose weight, things like that. Here's another example of her saying, but why can't I have this, referencing this very sickly, skinny girl's body. On this same post, her friend literally says, I'm actually really okay with my body, then having no fat on me whatsoever. And Jillian responds, honestly, wish I could say the same, LOL, but that's great for you, though, Jade. And it becomes clear that her body image issues start to latch on to Erica, because Erica is modeling at this time. She's coming right off of being Mrs. Arizona. So she's in the pageant world. Obviously, Erica is a beautiful woman. And so she is constantly leaving comments saying how gorgeous Erica is, how pretty she is, how beautiful is, how she wants to look like her. She is constantly reposting her post multiple times throughout the day. It becomes clear that Jillian is having an unhealthy obsession with Erica and is kind of stalking her a little bit online. All of the interactions, pretty much like 99% of the interactions, are started by Jillian, by her either tagging Erica or reposting something of Erica's or commenting on one of her posts. Very rarely does Erica ever start an interaction with Jillian. One of the other things that becomes very apparent very quickly is Jillian really likes to take autocorrect mistakes and post them and highlight them on her page because she thinks that they're absolutely hilarious. And she does this with everybody in her life. She does this with her friends. She does this with her own family members. She literally does this with everyone. Here's an example of this with a friend of hers. She said, should have had a blank party. A what? Grad party. Should have had a grad party. Yeah, ha ha ha. Well, that was awkward. So funny. Here's an exchange that she has with her uncle Kevin. He literally says, hey, have your mom call me. She says, okay, we got to think of a good tattoo for my next one. Yes, this girl was able to get a tattoo at 16. Again, not great parenting happening here. And she responds back, I think she's at the neighbor's and most likely doesn't have her phone with her, but she should be home shortly and I'll tell her. And yeah, what are you thinking of getting? Anything blank come to mind? And she literally changes that to anything in mind. She has to correct it because it's an autocorrect. Literally see her reaction, you know, here with the post saying, holy F, awkward moment when in autocorrects to my uncle, holy F. And so, of course, when this happens with Erica, she, of course, posts it. And these are the exchanges that people are absolutely losing their minds over. So she literally says, let me call you. Hold on, sweetheart. Give me a sec. Wow. She responds, okay, laughing. She says, sec, because she's clearly correcting because the autocorrect, you know, messed up her word. So she's correcting it here. She says, sex too, but not from you. LOL, because, you know, you're literally a child. And she says, holy shit, laughing emoji. You always make me laugh. And she says, I don't bat for the other team just yet. You know, she's making a joke. Clearly, this is her making a joke out of a very awkward autocorrect texting situation, something that every single one of us has experienced. It's very clear that Erica in this exchange is not going out of her way to make sexual comments to a child. This is an autocorrect situation. And again, this is something that Jillian highlights on her page in her content all the time with everybody. Here's another exchange where there's clearly an autocorrect texting situation happening that Jillian thinks is hilarious. Erica literally says, I forgot to tell you, hydrate tonight, no alcohol, don't eat a lot of salty foods, you don't want to look bloated. I'm guessing Jillian maybe had like an interview the next day, or she had clearly had something going on, and Erica's trying to give her like a pep talk here. Jillian responds, thank you. Erica immediately notices her mistake. I think it's because she thought she was talking to someone else, honestly. And she said, no alcohol. Really, Erica? Age recognition. Apparently, I haven't had my coffee yet. Like, making a joke about herself, calling herself a dingbat. And she's like, yeah, what the hell, Erica? She said, well, on that bite, again, had to switch it to no. Well, on that note, and then she literally says, damn you, Siri, come on, hashtag the struggle. Literally, she is saying that, like, Siri is not, like, she's probably doing talk to text, honestly. Her talk to text is getting all jumbled, because it is not working correctly. And she very clearly is pointing out that this conversation is not going how she wants due to autocorrect. This is the next one that people are freaking out about, and they're freaking out about it as if Erica sent this to her, but she didn't. Jillian is posting this on her own free will, okay? And she just is tagging Erica in this. This is not something that Erica said to her. She literally says, thank you, Erica, for making my whole week. And she posts this meme. I want to be inside your lady garden. Know what I'm saying? We know that she's obsessed with Erica. She literally has like this girl crush on Erica, right? And so again, she is posting all of this on her own free will. Erica is not saying anything to her in this interaction. This is all Jillian here. This is another one that people are freaking out about. Why did Erica just send me this? A bunch of laughing faces. And she posts this emoji. This Valentine's Day, I'm going to touch your butt. Okay, first of all, this is a joke from Finding Nemo where he's going to go up and I'm going to touch the butt. It's the boat, you know, and he touches the boat with his fin to freak his dad out. Anyway, Erica, again, is not sending this to her that we know of. There's no proof that Erica actually did anything here. This is just Jillian tagging her in something. It looks like trying to get a laugh out of her, trying to get a rise out of her of some kind. But Erica did not start this interaction or send this interaction in any way that we have proof of. This is fully Jillian posting this on her own free will. What we do see from Erica is a whole lot of her trying to build this girl up. Here she says, "Aw, I cherish you. I am so proud of you, sweetheart. Keep on dreaming big, babe. Always there for you, always." Here Erica's trying to hype her up about some type of an opportunity. She says, "Own it." She says, "I'll try. You deserve the opportunity. Everything happens for a reason, and God puts people in your path to help you get to where you need to be. Embrace it. Proud of you." She says, "Thank you." The Sweet 16 birthday gift that people are freaking out about because it was chocolate-covered cherries. Yeah, guys, she literally had posted a photo of making chocolate-covered strawberries with her friends previously, and so I think Erica just knew that it was something that she liked. It was something easy that she could have sent in the mail for her, and that's why she did that. It's not to be romantic and creepy. The girl just had already expressed that it was something that she liked, and literally the note that she sends to her for her birthday is the most innocent, platonic, again, trying to encourage her, build her up, build her self-esteem type of exchange. And for her birthday, she says, "Happy Sweet 16, Jillian. Hope you have an incredible day. Beautiful girl. So proud of you." And she says, "Thanks, beauty." So what exactly do I think is happening here? I'm going to go over that in part two because this video is getting insanely long. So I will see you in part two. So when Erica Kirk was 25 years old, she groomed a 15-year-old girl online. Or at least that's what all of her haters on the internet want you to think. But here's what I think actually happened. Go watch part one if you haven't already. I break down a lot of their communication and interactions. In this video, I'm going to go over what my theory is on what was actually happening. Do I think that Erica is a PDF file? Do I think that she was grooming this girl? No, I do not. What I think was actually happening was a mentorship type of relationship. First of all, Erica comes from the pageant world. She was literally Miss Arizona, and this is something that is very common in that world. There's a lot of mentorship type of programs. There's a lot of mentorship charities that they get involved in. There's a lot of big sister, little sister, role model type stuff happening, and I think that Erica very much tried to take this girl under her wing and help to build her up in that way. But let's just look to Jillian herself. She, in fact, has been questioned about the relationship that she had with Erica. She is now an adult. Obviously, she is 10 years removed from this situation, but let's see what she has to say looking back on her relationship with Erica.
That Jillian says that she wasn't trafficked. There was people online who were concerned because Jillian was in Puerto Rico, and Puerto Rico was very close to Epstein Island, so people were wondering, is there something that was happening there? Jillian says that she wasn't trafficked, okay? Jillian said that she looked up to Erica because she was so beautiful. You know, she was Miss Arizona. She was giving her all of this attention, and Erica felt like a big sister. And these compliments that Erica was giving her felt very validating, and it boosted her self-esteem. And Jillian hasn't spoken to her in over 10 years. She hasn't really thought about it all that much. Like, it's out of sight, out of mind. So she never looked back at this whole friendship she had with Erica as being weird, inappropriate. She never saw it that way.
So Jillian said everything that I also got reading through these exchanges. This was a mentor-mentee type of relationship, and that is how I believe that Erica viewed it, and clearly that is how Jillian viewed it. She straight up says, "I viewed Erica like a big sister, and that all of the things that she said to encourage me and build me up drastically helped my self-esteem." And this is a girl whose self-esteem was absolutely in the toilet, and she clearly was struggling and was very lost and engaged in a lot of things that she should not have been engaged in. And again, it seemed like she has little to no parenting happening. And so, yeah, it looks like Erica tried to kind of take her under her wing a little bit. Now, you know, hindsight's 2020. Now being a parent with her own daughter, would she look back on this and probably say, "Yeah, I probably should have had some clearer boundaries in place"? Probably. It's not like the brightest shining moment of her life, obviously. But at the end of the day, do I think that Erica Kirk had nefarious intentions here? Do I believe that she is sexually attracted to children? Absolutely not. That is such a ridiculously stretch of the imagination that it's not even funny. People are obsessed with Epstein right now and all of these files that dropped, and people are digging into them and they're reading some of the most horrific abuses that can happen to women and children. And so they are now combining that with their hatred of Erica Kirk and trying to morph it into something that it completely and totally is not.
Full psyop. In my view, not schizophrenia by Candace Owens. You've got Erica killed Charlie. Now she's a pedophile, Epstein, And you look at this, they ignored in all the different feeds what was actually said after. So that's what's going on here. And I think it's really disgusting. I think TPUSA should be looked at. I think everybody should be looked at. But at the same time, I think that we need Candace Owens to be looked at. You know, she's the Grand Inquisitor. She's the person that's constantly, sorry, I got a problem with my camera here. Let me fix it. We got her that, you know, is like the Grand Inquisitor. She set herself up as the authority figure. She set herself up as the person that you have to go through, like God, you know, talks to Moses. She's God. Moses is down here. And all I'm saying is you have Muslims, dozens of clips I saw this week in the U.S. say, yeah, we have sex with three-year-olds. It's okay. Nobody cares. And marrying their cousins. You have all of this going on. The Democrats openly pushing pedophilia, drag queen story time, men and women's sports, sexualization, men and women's locker rooms. That's all fine. They're the pedophile protection party. And you got Anna Kasparian that said I was full of crap, exposing Pizzagate 10 years ago, 9 years ago, now attacking me, saying I'm attacking victims of Epstein. I said there's a lot of victims of Epstein, but I said a lot of the women that they on record have up there doing all this were handled by Epstein and were actually recruiting girls. So they kind of ended at the 14-year-old girl level, not the Satanism, not the cannibalism, not all of it. So I'm saying let's go all the way. Let's have criminal investigations and indictments over the blood drinking, over the Satanism, over all of that. Let's not, well, sure, arrest Lutnick if he did something wrong. Do all that. Great. Trump's bad. Whatever. Now let's focus on, it's almost all Democrats, literally in the spirit cooking and the Satanism emails. Let's focus on that, Anna Kasparian. Let's do that. I mean, one of the women that was at the hearing this week, when they stood up and said, who's the Justice Department talked to? And they said, nobody. I'm like, okay, well, that woman right there is on record, is not actually one of the victims. And she got involved at 21 and worked for them. And, you know, here's who she is. And she works for the Tides Foundation for George Soros. You understand, they can limit, as the experts, what's been done. This isn't just raping 14-year-old girls, folks. This is cannibalism. This is blood drinking. This is Satanism. And so the opposite of a cover-up is happening here. We must focus on that, the worst stuff. And when the Justice Department says, and Todd Blanche says, there's no evidence of any abuse of girls, you're a liar, Todd Blanche. Here is the Satanism. Here is the proof that the Trump administration's covering up for the Democrats. So Trump is guilty, and then the Democrats are even more guilty. Let's get them all. Rob, does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally does. And here's another thing. How are people finding text messages from like 20 years ago or 15 years ago? How old is this? How does that even happen in this day and age when people are throwing away their phones and phones don't even have that much capacity? I mean, that in itself should be.
Well, like, the point is, though, they ignored all the, it was the girl sending the stuff that was salacious. And it was Kirk saying, go to Jesus. Let me help you get a job. Don't be like this. Don't drink. That's what she really said. They didn't show what she said right below it.
Right. Well, no good deed goes unpunished. You know, you try to do something nice, help somebody out, and then 15 years later, you're being.
Well, and my job is not defending TPUSA. I mean, I think Erica Kirk and constant crying, and I think there were other shooters involved, and there's a cover up. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying don't investigate TPUSA. I'm just saying Candace Owens ain't the person to do it. Okay. The Egyptian planes, and then Mitch Snow, and now this, and we'll come back with clips of her attacking the kids now. And also saying she wants a job at TPUSA. I mean, it's just disgusting. Stay with us.
We sell the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, and knives at theauctionstore.com. And they've had some awesome daggers and awesome trench knives. That's all great. But I said, I want a wide selection of high quality folding knives, flip knives, you name it. So people have a one-stop shop. They got in a few thousand knives a few months ago. They sold out very quickly. Four or five great designs. They got a bigger shipment in just the last 2 days. Our sponsor, just really top flight knives. These knives, this knife right here you see in the green, highest quality Damascus steel, all of it. These sell in stores for $75 all day. We're selling for $40, $40-something bucks. Okay? So look at that flip. Flips right out. Got a nice little, you know, my signature on it, real small. Nice little memento you support the broadcast. That is a really nice knife. It clips on your belt buckles. We have it in the green. We have it in the murdered out black. We have it also in silver without it being blacked out. Those are great knives. Those are the new designs. Now, those 200 left of the Skull Crusher World War II trench knife with the Spartan tip of the spear,
So they held those back. Those are available. A little bit left they held back in their overstock of the Fire of Its Beauty. But this is a really cool knife. Alex Jones Phantom Folding Knife. Limited stock of that came back in. Also, the Alex Jones Burnt Orange Folding Knife. And this is the knife that sold out the quickest of any knife. They got 500 of these. 1,000 now just came in. The first one sold out like in hours. Alex Jones Ring Blade. I guess those are popular. This is something I didn't really call for, but it's awesome. Got that ring on the back. Got the deal. It's really nice. Those are all back in stock right now at thealexjonesstore.com. While you're in it, get Methylene Blue, Irish Sea Moss, and more. And check out the Patriot Apparel, thealexjonesstore.com. Intel. But let me just play you a short clip of Candace Owens saying, just get me a job. And we know she's mad about her Blixit thing they bought from her, but they bought it from her. And that's why she's really pissed. And then she goes in, there's longer clips of this. Like, she talked about one night the kids were upset at 2:30 in the morning, 3 in the morning, because Charlie was watching and heard his team won. This means he must have, attacked her or they were fighting that night. Like, what is this? It's like just made up stuff. And I'm just saying, this is what YouTube and Instagram and Facebook push. They boost Candace. Candace is boosted by the bad guys. Just know that. So let's go to the first clip of her talking about, just here's the clip, here it is.
Please just stop. I want Turning Point USA to for once in their lives do the right thing and pay me a monthly retainer to consult them on PR. Just say no. Nope. No. Nope. Because I would have said to them, I said, look, here's what you're going to do. Blame the housekeepers. Blame the unknown housekeepers. You're rich. You've got money. A lot of money. We're talking billions from Pierre type money. Just blame the housekeeper, Erica. What? We didn't even notice that. We just had someone in to clean. I am going to fire the housekeeper. That's why we're done. Nope, nobody pays me. Nobody pays me the big bucks.
Hit pause. I'm going to go back to the next clip. Now they have photos of it. They moved a photo of him down so the daughter could see it. They say, whatever, and put some other thing up. What does that? It's like, oh, God, what's on their set? Oh, God. And the kids were crying at night. Oh, God, what really happened? What did they do to the kids? And this is this woman saying, I will run you. You say it's a joke, but no, it's what she's saying. I will run you. I'm the boss. I'm in control. And then here she is. You got to go watch the full, she spent 30 minutes on this. Eric Hurt talked about one night he was cheering for a sports team, and they woke up, and she thinks something else happened. I mean, here's a clip.
It's like, yeah, you be you. Yeah, I'm so excited. Who knows? Okay, we're not clear on that. Three-year-old daughter at 2:45 in the morning. That's not when toddlers at the age of three wake up, okay? These are sleep-trained toddlers. Gigi wakes up at 2:45, three-year-old kid who should be in the REM stage of sleep. Well, Gigi sleeps in her mother's bed. This little swapsies there at 3 a.m. in the morning, totally casual. Just curious that they're all awake. It's 2:45 a.m. in the morning. I don't know what's going on. Okay? But the implication is that's what woke up her three-year-old daughter at 2:45 in the morning. Like, yeah, you be you. Yeah, I'm so excited. Who knows? Okay, we're not clear on that.
So the implication is they're doing something to their kids in the middle of the night. I've had four children. And yeah, most of the time they stay in bed. Sometimes they wake up, come into your bed, freak out. It's weird. Kids are in parents' beds. Ooh, God. And parents ever knows their kids get scared of thunderstorm, wake up, they're sick, whatever, they're coming. But them, don't worry. The great inquisitor is here. Anything Erica says about one time when her husband was watching sports and got excited, who knows what happened to these beds with these kids? I mean, who knows if he beat her up? Who knows if she beat him up? Who knows they were fighting? She goes on and says all that. Of Erica Kirk talking about one time when her kids woke up, 3 in the morning or whatever it was. What? I still got an 8-year-old at home. All three of my other kids are moved out. Probably once a month.
She, daddy, my stomach hurts. Will you give me some orange juice? She can get orange juice herself. She wants me to give it to her. Will you come put me in bed? Sometimes I, maybe every 3 months, she's scared. Usually it's a thunderstorm. I pat her on the back in her bed. You know, sometimes when they were littler, they'd come get in bed with us. Well, you know what that is, right? Right. Yeah. Cause the Inquisitor is God. It's Candace Owens. She's up there. We know Erica Kirk's subpoena. We know what they're doing with their kids. We all know. We all know what Mitch Snow said. He's the son of Zodiac Killer and the Easter Bunny. We just listen to her. Ice melts 30 degrees. The Easter Bunny's real. And just do that. All right. Rob News coming up with Key Intel straight ahead. Brown Morello. Key information straight ahead. Please support us. Please spread the word. We'll just tell you what we believe the facts are. We don't have a dog with the facts and the truth. God bless you.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
One of the things you've been talking about on your show is your allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia, child trafficking, and the grooming of children, right?
What do you mean, like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
Big news happening over here at InfoWars. Alex Jones, well, he's clapping back when it comes to his lawsuit. As many of you guys know, it's the Sandy Hook lawsuit that I'm referring to. Alex had several of his constitutional rights violated in all of this, and he's answering back by now filing a lawsuit of his own. It is his second amended counterclaim in the bankruptcy court right now. This was just filed yesterday in Houston, Texas, at the federal level. And Alex is joining us now live to discuss. Alex, I'm glad you're here right now and you're going to detail for our audience exactly what this means. I know there were several constitutional rights that you personally had violated in all of this. So break down your latest filing.
Well, most of the regular listeners know the incredible 6-7 year saga of the deplatforming, the demonization, Bloomberg's gun control group being behind it. They raised with their Sandy Hook charities over $300 million off of my name, saying I was persecuting them and I wasn't. They then sued me. They had two political judges default me, saying I was guilty, didn't comply with discovery. In our lawsuit, we showed none of that's true. And then we show how the Justice Department was involved with their chief counsel in Connecticut. They admit going and setting up the suit, recruiting the people. And then all the things that happened after that, particularly with the judge in Connecticut, and that's the basic conspiracy against rights. And when people team up with the state to deprive someone of their rights, and we've seen this with Mike Lindell last year. He was defaulted by the federal judge in Minnesota. Anybody can type in, judge finds Mike Lindell guilty in Smartmatic case. Mm-hmm. And the judge didn't see any evidence, nothing, just said you cannot connect to a Smartmatic machine wirelessly or to the internet. Well, they're designed to do that, but he wouldn't see the evidence. Now Smartmatic's in a lot of trouble. There's been indictments, same thing with Dominion. Now they've dropped their cases on others. They've tried to now settle with Lindell. He announced 2 weeks ago on my show, and he said no way. He's going to go ahead with the jury trial later this year in Minnesota, where the judge has already found him guilty. But good luck, because now this is all going to be known. There it is. Judge rules my pillow guy, Mike Lindell, defends Smartmatic with false claims. So that's a default. That's only supposed to be if you, like, leave the country, don't respond at all. As Mike Cernovich, the great lawyers, pointed out, he went and looked at the case years ago. I went to dozens of different depositions, close to about a dozen. I gave them everything. When you actually read in our suit, they show how they defaulted me. They said that I would show them the Sandy Hook marketing material. Well, you work at InfoWars. There isn't marketing material for stories you cover. I don't even know what stories you're about to cover every day. You're a well-known journalist and reporter. Mm-hmm. So they said, no, we know you have that. That was one of the reasons. We tried to depose Hillary Clinton. They said that was another reason we were defaulted. And then they said that we wouldn't give them Google Analytics. Google Analytics is just an internal Google search engine of your website. Okay, so we barely ever even used it. Don Salazar, one of our writers, occasionally would see how his stories were doing. I never used it. Anybody can see that around the office. Everybody testified to that. They said, show us your Sandy Hook Google Analytics that I talked about Sandy Hook to make money. I barely ever talked about it, but that was the basis of their suit before they got me defaulted. Then they used all the stuff that they twisted in the show trials they had in Texas and Connecticut. There was all the so-called discovery. And the best they had was other people's emails unopened to us saying mean things about Sandy Hook people. That was all they had to show the jury was people had ever opened the emails talking bad about them. Wow, that's terrible. I never said the names of any of the Sandy Hook families except one guy. They said it's the families. There's 20 families. It was only six people, not the families. They set up foundations that again raised over $300 million off of my name. It turned out the Justice Department funded the lawsuits to the exact amounts they were being billed to them with grants each time they were going to trial. So this is all in this lawsuit. And so when you read, it's called a counterclaim because we're already in a lawsuit with them. We've already filed one against them in the bankruptcy court. But this is amended with all the information we learned in the depositions with them in the last year and a half to great expense. And so this goes into all the different things that went on. Lawyers from the Paul Weiss Law Firm and others openly saying from the Koskoff firm and from the other Bankston firm that we don't want money. We want him off the air. We never want him to be able to do it again. We want to use him as patient zero to do this to other people. And now they've done it to Giuliani. They've done it to Mike Lindell. They've done it to countless people that are now totally vindicated on the Smartmatic and Dominion area. So the worm is turning here, and now we're going specifically into federal court, and we are saying we want it removed to another federal court out of the bankruptcy, and I'm not a lawyer, so I'm going for best of my knowledge. Your people should read it themselves. And we are presenting all of this, and it gets worse. One of the biggest parts of the suit is they would quote things in a filing that were not even real quotes. Things I never said that were quotes out of a newspaper article that were never said. So I would say, I believe children died the few times I cover it, but this person is saying blah, 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 blah. They would cut that off. We've gone through all the videos at incredible expense for over a year and a half. I've got really high-powered, well-known lawyers that have won very, very many of these cases, very famous defamation cases as well, like Ben Brooks and then other top, fraud lawyers and bankruptcy lawyers like Shelby Jordan. People can look them up, very famous, well-known, respected lawyers. They've never seen anything like this. He was just involved in my bankruptcy the last 3 years. And as he saw this, he said, well, we're going to have to take action. And then in the last 3 years, he studied it all. And a whole bunch of craziness happened, fake auctions, all the rest of it. He then deposed him about that. Found out what happened behind the scenes. I mean, this is incredible how reckless the bad guys were. And so not all the courts are corrupt. We know that. And so we are moving to get this, suit into a full trial because bankruptcy courts aren't designed to do full trials. And we want a full trial, not on overturning their fake judgments, their kangaroo trials, but on the fact they were kangaroo trials and a conspiracy with the state against a journalist and against a citizen in their own express admissions. So then all the damages and everything they've done to me are then reversed against them. And we have more we're planning. We have a lot we didn't obviously, show here in this hand. I'll just leave it at that. But we have very devastating information, ace of spades, multiple ones that are held back. And so this is a big deal. And that's why when listeners support us at thealexjonesstore.com that I don't own, so even though they're able to shut down InfoWars, which is imminent next month, they're trying again. They failed like five or six times. Thealexjonesstore.com with the supplements, the T-shirts, the rest of it, that funds the new network, the crew, the reporters, and the legal operations. So this is real war. And by hanging in, by folks praying for us, by the crew putting up with all the insanity that they put up with, being deposed, harassed, all the rest of it, my family as well. They sued my family. And, of course, nothing was found there. They accused me in the federal bankruptcy courts and others of having hundreds of millions of hidden money. Turned out everything I said was true. They had me audited by three outside high-powered accounting firms, made us pay for it out of the estate. Money should be going to them. It never goes to them. It's any money they get, which is in over $10 million so far in my memory now around that. They then shove into the court to have three different huge outside accounting firms, one of them international, private investigators, and then the IRS audited us for a year, intense audit, found that I'd overpaid taxes $4.3 million in the last 5 years previous to that. That went into the estate, so that was money that went into the estate. And then they basically told the U.S. trustee and the Justice Department to come into the bankruptcy. They can do that if they want to just basically use it against us. They then sued my parents, drove them to the edge of bankruptcy. They're on the verge of losing their house. They have absolutely basically nothing anymore. They weren't even involved in anything. Didn't matter. They alleged that I had hidden all this money with them. Turned out it was exactly as I said. In fact, I actually owed my dad a little bit of money. And so what they got was a little farm that I never knew that time to go to, a tiny lake house I bought like 15 years ago. So from me, like, you know, $3.5 million worth of real estate and nothing else. And they claimed I had hundreds of millions of dollars in the trials. In the Texas trial, we couldn't respond. I was guilty already. So they put a guy on for a day and a half who never reviewed our files, never even seen our tax returns. We could not respond. And he said, Mr. Jones is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. You know, he's hiding it all. And the jury we talked to later said, we decided you hadn't done anything that bad. So we gave them 10% of your wealth. So since you were worth $360 million, the guy said, with no documents, we gave them $45 million. And, of course, you know, the best years I've ever had, I made like $6, $7 million. And I had to make that because of all those lawsuits. I had to make more money to pay the lawyers. So, you know, in most years of my life, I've made like $1 million, $1.5 million. My goal has never been to make money, but they said all this to create this illusion that I made all this money off them and that I had all this money hidden. And so they put me through this endless gauntlet and my family through this endless gauntlet. And of course, none of it was ever true. And then they were the ones holding a fake auction and telling the judge it was an auction and then selling it to themselves basically for nothing. And then saying the Onion owned it and taking us out of the building. But we went and filed with the federal judge. He said, no, this isn't a real auction. You said it was, but it wasn't. The Onion went on TV funded by Bloomberg and Everytown Gun Control Group, and said, that they did own it. And of course, before that, that was in November of 2024. That's how long we've held on. In May 31st, before that, the previous U.S. trustee from the Justice Department called up the private security company we've had for like almost 10 years. Just a few armed guys in the building, you know, with handguns. They've got rifles and shotguns in their gun locker. But they called the parent company and said, I am a U.S. federal agent. You are going to go on this Friday night. You're going to shut the building out and kick them all out. And the head of the company said, well, I need a court order or a warrant or something. And they said, no, I am a federal officer. You must do it. And so I talked to them. They said, no, we're not doing it. But I figured they'd try again. So they tried to basically get another security company to come in. Well, we got into court a few weeks later. The judge said, this is incredible. He fired the U.S. trustee. He fired the CRO over the bankruptcy. It was over in InfoWars. And so they just brought in another guy. And the judge said, I order a sale. And so they then had, okay, they announced the time of the auction for November of 2014, and then they didn't have the auction. They said it was an auction to the judge and everybody, and then just basically gave it to the Onion gun control group that was paying for it. They went on TV and said it's ours. The judge saw it and said, this is insane. And then now the judge got tired of it and kicked the property back into state court with the same judge that ran the show trial, Guerra Gamble. And she appointed a state receiver, and now here we are 6 months later, and he told my lawyers that, yeah, the families, the Democratic Party, they don't want a sale. Well, under the law, if I have this $1 billion-plus debt to them, okay, I'm still fighting the courts, then by law, they're supposed to sell my assets to pay down part of that debt. But they said, we are not going to allow that. No public sale. It's going to be given to them again. The Onion man who's a former head censor guy who run all the censorship over, you know, just like Brian Stelter did for CNN, the guy that oversaw trying to shut down other people using the power of corporate media. He has done Wired magazine interviews and several others I've seen. We play close stuff saying, oh, I'm still getting InfoWars. There's one thing in my life. It's I want InfoWars. And he said they're going to use our logo, use my image. They're misrepresent who I am with chupacabras and Bigfoots to confuse people. They also said in June of 2024 in court, Elizabeth Bloomberg, Patrick McDavid did it yesterday live on air. You just ask AI, Gemini, or ChatGPT, you say, Alex Jones is a special case. The 13th Amendment does not apply to him. In a filing, they said, the 13th Amendment against indentured servitude to slavery does not apply to Alex Jones. We own his name. We own his likeness. We own everything he ever said. We own all of his social media. Elon Musk had to counter suit come in and say, because they could take over X if they got away with that, and said, no, people are on our platform. And as long as they abide by our rules, we own the URL. He owns his name. You can't do that. They had to back off there. So they literally want to own me. Now, Prince signed a 360 agreement with his record company, famously, to own his likeness and name and his music for a huge amount of money. I never did that. My broadcast has always been free to air, First Amendment, with contracts on the site. So TV stations, colleges, Access TV, radio stations can always air it without having to call me and get a contract because they always want one. And it says, we have a non-exclusive license to everyone. Everyone owns my show. Everyone owns the content. You use it however you want, as long as I reserve the right to use it in full as well. So we've had dozens of those contracts, different ones, as the years go on that are on InfoWars.com. It's well known. So if they're able to do this and take over, they think it's going to be March 7th, but then they always get behind. Now they think by March 14th, the receiver told us a month ago they're going to shut us down. But again, what they're doing is so fraught with problems because it's not even clear in the courts yet they're allowed to do this, because if they don't allow me to sell it to pay them money, then that doesn't pay down the debt, which is what by law I'm supposed to do. So the violations of my rights go on and on and on and on and on. And when my lawyers finally went into the whole record, watched all the videos, had all these other lawyers and experts look at it for over a year and a half, really 3 years, but it's a year and a half. They couldn't believe it. Every quote in their filings, basically in Texas and Connecticut, that they say is a quote from me is not even a quote from me. And literally it's, I believe the kids died. I'm sorry for the parents, but this is what people are saying. They have a right to ask it. And they only entered into evidence 22 minutes of me, supposedly over these years, torturing these parents, peeing on their graves. No one ever peed on their graves. None of this stuff ever happened, but much less I didn't do it. So they said it's the tool to shut everybody else down. They said it's not about money. It's about silencing me. And they even in the courts have said he needs to be taken off the air. He says Hillary Clinton and politicians are involved in the trafficking of children. In fact, maybe during the break, they can find that famous short clip where they cut Rogan into it. And they say, so you say Hillary and the Clintons are involved with other politicians, you know, trafficking children. And I go, oh, you mean like Jeffrey Epstein? But there's actually the raw clip of that. And when we post this later to X, we'll definitely cut that in, and we'll play this on my show today as well, that Harris is doing. Because people need to see that in context. They would use things like that. He says 9/11, there was government prior knowledge. He needs to be taken off the air. He says they're running human trafficking rings. We need him off the air. They're in court. We need him off the air. We need him off the air. He's talking about human trafficking. He's saying CNN lies. He's saying 9/11 was an inside job. Whether I'm right about all that or not, which I've vindicated, they're saying this isn't about Sandy Hook. Okay. And in Texas and in Connecticut, you can't sue somebody for defamation if you haven't said their name. When I got sued by all these people, I didn't know any of their names but one guy. I knew a few of them later because they've been attacking me in the news. And so they ran these foundations. They raised over $300 million on my name, running Facebook and Twitter ads everywhere saying he's harassing us, help us, help us. Bloomberg Group was behind that. All this has been going on. And then Bloomberg reports on it constantly. It doesn't tell you that, oh, our owner, you know, this company is Rupert Murdoch. You know, in the past, whenever a media was talking about some company that they're invested in or they're part of or their parent company, they have to tell you. So this is their model. They've said it on CNN. They've said it on MSNBC. We can take down Alex Jones. We can take down everybody. The plaintiff's lawyers have probably said, no exaggeration, 30, 40 times that I've seen, that we want him off the air. That's why we did this. And so that is a conspiracy against rights. If they've got this ready, let's play the short clip, but we should find the raw clip of this And also Rob Dew and the Green did a great job putting together compilations of them saying, we want Alex off the air. This isn't about money. The longer ones are 10 minutes long of them just saying and saying and saying and saying it. But maybe later in the show, we can just do a 3-minute, a 4-minute, a 5-minute. They got dozens of them in the computer right there just to see them say it over and over again. So this is what's called an open conspiracy against someone's rights. And if proven in court civilly, it then kicks into criminal. And this is what Todd Blanche killed that Ed Martin was investigating, because we have open and shut case of the FBI in Connecticut saying they went and created it with their FBI agent who became a plaintiff himself, won $130 million from me. I never said his name. None of the crew ever said his name. We never showed his picture. A local reporter once asked if he was real, called his office, and for his local blog wrote about him. They said in the suit, I was a co-conspirator with a guy I didn't know, had never met, to put me in the state for the suit. Then once they got me in trial, they dropped that guy. I first met him during the show trial in Connecticut, where he explained it all to me. And I met the guy, out the hallway. So that's how this whole thing works. You have the FBI sending their chief counsel, their head lawyer, he bragged about on the stand, hiding in plain view with the Koskov law firm, and then go recruit these families that had their foundations that were, bringing in a few million a year. They escalate to 18, 20 something million, 30 million a year once they attach themselves to my name while claiming I'm making money off of them, while claiming I'm sending people to attack their houses, pee on their children's graves. Then we ask them on the stand, even the show trial, okay, who peed on your graves? Who came to your house? Well, I wasn't there. I didn't see it. Well, who told you? I don't know. This is all in the show trials, but they had to have a few questions so it would look real for the court TV and the YouTube. And remember, in both show trials, they were set a month apart right before the midterms in 2022. I don't know how long this is going on. Just the trials were back then. Even in the show trials, they killed the YouTube comments, because the first few days, everybody's like, 50-50, this guy's a scumbag. But once they saw that I couldn't talk, I couldn't defend, once they saw all this, then they said, oh, my God, 99% of the comments were against them, so they killed the feeds. And actually, she was already killing the feed when she wanted to say something really out of control. She would kill the feed herself, Judge Bellis in Texas. But then she totally killed the feed because they didn't want people to see what's happening. Then it was all produced by HBO. She's putting on makeup. It looked like they had scripts on their desk. She later walked a red carpet when the movie came out 2 years later. And South by Southwest is the main feature movie. She walked the red carpet and was praised with flash bulbs and everything, because this was a big production that I was ordered under penalty of contempt of court and arrest if I didn't go to. But then they would read to me, both judges, the same list of things. It's all coordinated. 20 different things I wasn't allowed to say. It was actually 22. I couldn't say I was innocent. I couldn't say that I didn't have any money and was in bankruptcy. I couldn't say never said the names of these people. Couldn't explain I didn't make money off of them. Couldn't provide any details because I was already found guilty. So this was absolutely the Truman Show for real. And now we filed this not to overturn their judgments, none of that. No. To go and show that I've had major civil rights violations and that I get damages on everything they've done to me. And this is just the beginning. As long as people support us at thealexjonesstore.com, and we're going to be launching Major Legal Defense Fund and Offense Fund soon as well. As long as we're supported, we're going to keep fighting. And we have turned the tide against these people. Even the Third Court of Appeals couldn't believe it. In Texas, the Supreme Court, if they don't overturn it, is set to. Judge Bellis did things like 2 weeks after the Texas show trial, to try to bust the caps, $3.5 million. She got in a thing from the jury for 45. She said, I'm going to find you guilty, civilly liable for elder abuse because the man is over 63 now. And she said, I don't care if the Supreme Court and the legislature say this is illegal. She said this. She said, I am overriding it. Well, she can't override it. And now, and people said, why has this gotten to court yet? They kept saying they were going to settle for something more reasonable, even though I don't know it, it's a fraud. I wanted to just stop this and move on, but they want to bring me down, so they never did. They got up for the Third Court of Appeals and basically admitted that she can't do this, but she did. He's a bad guy. And all three of the women on the court were just like, are you joking?
Alex, stay put. I'm gonna get you back on here in just a second. We'll have this quick commercial break and come right back to you to continue this. Folks, don't go anywhere. He's got more allegations to map out for you in just a second.
every guest I have had in studio in the last 6 months, I've given our medical grade USP methylene Bluetooth. I don't even tell them what it's going to do. I just say, here, take this, see what happens. Within 15 to 30 minutes, every guest says they've gotten energy like they've never experienced. Clarity, focus. It's like a fog has lifted. Their critical thinking goes to the next level. And that's what the science shows it does in our cells. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect because it electrochemically turns up the literal electrochemical electricity in the body. And so he was here a few months ago, didn't know what it was, known me for a long time, said sure he'll take it. He heard Kennedy talk about it, RFK Jr. He took it, and it was so game-changing. In the last few months, he ran out of the bottle I gave him, so he wanted more. And the first thing he wanted was to take some more before we even went live on air. That's how amazing this is. You want to do the plug, and I appreciate this.
I do. I came in.
Because you came in saying, I want more methylene blue. And then I looked over when you went on the air. You'd already slurped some down. Your mouth was blue. I said, you're Papa Smurf. So, Patrick Byrne.
How much is the correct amount to put in? About that much?
Yeah. I mean, Kennedy does three droppers. This is really strong.
You gave me some last time. I think you gave it on air. You totally feel the difference. I used the bottle. You gave me, it's great. It totally makes it, you can feel it. It just keeps your energy level up and plateaued without bonks. So I love it. I used the bottle you gave me, and I came back to Austin just to pick up this pump.
Well, you can always get it at thealexjonesshow.com, but we'll certainly give you all you want. We also have the capsules, but we have the strongest medical grade. It's super good for you. It cleans out your mitochondria. Most people get instant energy, like 99% of people, but it's the workout. It's what it does for your skin, your libido. So you've been on it a few months.
I just had that one bottle, but...
And you're saying no letdown. That's the best part. It's not an amphetamine. It's not a speed, but it feels like that.
I see RFKs on it. Yeah. I just used up that bottle. And so for a couple of weeks, I had this great energy, but it's not speed. It's not caffeine. It's nothing like that. It's doing something else for you. So I really...
Well, it skips three levels of the oxygenation process in the cells. It's just next level. It's incredible. And they've suppressed it. And my medical doctor 6 years ago said, get on it. And I said, get USP grade. It didn't do anything. And then our sponsor got this super strong one. I'm like, oh, let me try it. Whoa. I mean, it funds the operation books. But I'm telling you, if you haven't gotten our USP grade, real USP grade, Ultimethylene Blue, thealexjonesshow.com, you are missing out. It is so good for you. 99% of people, it's more than that. Like, I've given it to like 400 people, maybe two or three didn't feel it. Some get totally freaked out that they're going crazy. So talk to your physician first. Take a very low dose the first time. You can't take it from SSRIs and other things. It is amazing. TheAlexJonesShow.com. So,
yeah, it's not psychosomatic. It's not psycho. You feel it. You feel it.
Well, I didn't tell you what you were going to feel. How fast did it kick in and what did you feel?
I felt it by the time the end of the show. By the time I got, the last time I was here, I felt it probably by the end of the show or by the time I got my car. You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus. It's probably like why you are as intense as you are, Alex.
It's made me more intense. Well, I was taking full doses at first. And then working out so hard that, you know, I had to go.
You look jacked.
Well, I've cut back. The point is, I only take it every 3 days now because it's crazy. Everything we sell, I want is working and is good. That's what I want. I mean, I'd be like a restaurant. I'm going to serve dog to people. They're not going to come back. But I mean, this thing is the most dramatic, quick acting, and it's good for you. It's just insane. And if I could just get a few more percentage of the audience to buy it, all our problems would be solved. Patrick Byrne was totally blown away by it, as every other guest we've given it to has been blown away.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Alex is, of course, on mission in Florida today. Although we are hearing from him, we'll go back to his video in just a second. Thinking about it during the break, I feel like we don't do what we've been through justice. The saga we've been through has been this insane battle. And I know because people are like, oh, weren't you supposed to be shut down? I keep hearing you're shut down. Even my dad asked me a couple days ago, he's like, what's the latest? I'm like,
supposed to be next month. And he just laughs. He's like, oh, another month, huh? It's like, yeah, I know. Trust me, I know. Trust me, if you are sick of hearing about it, imagine how we feel. But then I feel like it gets lost in the mix. It's just like this endless back and forth. In reality, what's happening is that there are these multi-million dollar lawyers filing lawsuits. I mean, this is modern war. There's the attack. There's the counterattack. There's the siege, the ambush. Like, it's all happening in courtrooms behind closed doors. But it is the most, like, thrilling drama you've ever seen. And the way that they have abused us is like beyond description. I mean, you can hear it in the story that Alex is telling, and he continues here in just a second. But when you actually understand and like fully comprehend, it just is, you can just keep peeling back layers and layers and layers of the corruption. I mean, every step of this thing has been fraught with, in my opinion, just blatant corruption, malfeasance, and misattribution of laws. It's just, all of it has been ridiculously absurd. The story is at InfoWars.com. Alex Jones files second amended counterclaim in bankruptcy court alleging constitutional violations in Sandy Hook defamation judgment. So this has not been, you know, a series of us just being, you know, battered around endlessly. This has been attack and counterattack. It's been, we've received a blow and then we've given them one back just as hard. And the only reason we've been able to do this is because of your help, because of your support at thealexjonesstore.com, because you spread the news, because you spread the links, because you support us, and make sure to follow us, because it really is coming down to the end here. We really are in the final innings of this game of law that we're engaged in. So make sure to be following us on X, especially at Real Alex Jones, at InfoWars, at AJN Live. I'm at Harrison H. Smith, at Brianna Morello, at War Room Show. There's lots of ways to follow us, but make sure you are, because no matter what happens here, the mission continues in a new form, an even better form, as long as you support us at thealexjonesstore.com. We make it so easy for you to do so. Right now, it is 52% off site-wide. Everything on the site is 52% off. This sale ends soon, so don't wait. Of course, your support is what keeps us on the air. And this is the final week to win both of the incredible cars that we are offering, the Ford Mustang Shelby GT500 and the Ford F-250 diesel. Normally, you're entered to win one or the other of these. This week, it's a crossover week, so every dollar you spend gets 100 times the entries to win both of these cars and $20,000 in cash. So go today, thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on the air in the fight and actually winning against the unbelievably gigantic network of well-funded lawyers that have been trying to bring us down for the last damn near a decade at this point. But we've survived. We've thrived. We continue to fight because of your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We'll go to the last part of Alex Jones explaining the countersuit, the counterclaim. And then when we get back on the other side, I'm going to give it some greater context and explain that even the way Alex Jones is laying it out, he's happened to cover so much stuff. Every one of these data points you could zoom into and expand, and it is rife with corruption beyond your wildest dreams. It's crazy. Let's go back to Alex Jones on the other side. I'll show you some more context that really tells you how absurd this whole situation has been. Without any further ado, here's Alex Jones.
Officials are aiding in pedophilia, child trafficking, and the grooming of children. Right?
What do you mean, like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
Obviously, that's not going to make any fans of these corrupt courts when you call them out like that. Alex Jones is still with us. I want him to detail his latest filing in court. He's claiming civil rights violations. And as many of you guys know, we've been following this for years now. I mean, what happened to him is unprecedented, and we need to be able to speak out on all of this. And Alex, you know, we were just talking before the break, and prior to all of this, you had mentioned your deposition that you were looking to get Hillary Clinton to give her deposition, and that was shot down. Can you detail that a little bit? Because I know it's also mentioned in this new lawsuit that you've just filed. And I think for those who have missed that, that's the key part to a lot of this.
Yes, I was defaulted for three things, and I mentioned them earlier. I won't go over the other two.
Mm-hmm.
I was defaulted for filing and asking the court for permission to depose Hillary. because in our deposition of the Sandy Hook Foundation people, they admitted to meeting with Hillary and appeared coordinating with her. And we knew that she'd been involved at the beginning, tying me to Sandy Hook and running TV ads against Trump with it. So that was very important for us to show this was political then, as we thought it was. Now we know it was. And so that's the first default. If you get three strikes, you know, that's it. Normally it's fleeing the country or getting caught paying off a judge or, you know, putting in false evidence, you know, knowingly lying. Defaults are called death penalty sanctions. They're extremely rare until now. Now they're using them against everybody. Remember, Trump said he was innocent in the E. Jean Carroll case. He's not allowed to say he's innocent. So what, 7 million the first time, 70-something million or whatever it was the next? Well, you're supposed to be able to say you're innocent. So this is the weaponization that they do. And they're all over the news constantly. People like Piers Morgan. Well, Jones didn't show up for court. Jones didn't show up for depositions. Jones didn't give any stuff over. No, I did. And I was innocent. So they had to default me, just like Mike Lindell. They've done in his cases, as we showed on screen earlier. Judges find you guilty now that they have show trials. And that is a conspiracy against rights when a judge works with the FBI and works with a law firm that works for the FBI to hand the control of the court over to them and let HBO come in and produce everything and then keep me under those rules so I couldn't defend myself. I mean, again, in the Texas case, a day and a half of testimony about my finances with no evidence and I couldn't respond. Where they go, he's got $360 million, he made it off them, and I'm sitting there at that point with negative money in the bank and never made a dime off of them. So that's a conspiracy against rights. That's what's been done. Serious lawfare, a major abusive process. And abusive process isn't a sexy name, but it's very powerful. And so this stuff, once proven civilly, you know, has major teeth to it criminally, but we know the Justice Department is toothless at the best, so that won't happen. But civilly, this gets in front of a real judge. They've got real problems on their hands, so we're fighting back. We've been fighting. No one has held out this long against the deep state other than Trump. And so it's been the listeners and the viewers' prayers, word of mouth, and support of us. So we're live right now. I'm going to play this interview at the start of my show at 11 a.m. today. Harrison's doing it. Mm-hmm. I'm out here in Florida, not vacationing, doing a lot of work behind the scenes, doing some big podcasts like Patrick Bet David. That was really powerful yesterday. I covered this issue in depth for probably about 45 minutes on there, the 2+ hour podcast. People want more details. And a lot of those posts are Real Off Shows on X. But follow us at Real Off Shows on X. Follow us at the Backup Network at AJN Live, at AJN Live. Follow Brianna Morello, follow Harrison, follow all the rest of the great team, because there's a very good chance we're going to be shut down in less than a month. And that just ups the civil rights violations. So you were asking, what damages am I seeking? At least during the break, you asked me. Whatever damages I have received, shutting down our companies, the $25 million we've spent fighting them for the last 6-7 years, all of what's happened to my parents, if they're able to shut down InfoWars, the incalculable cost of all of that. And there's a lot more they've done that I've been asked not to say that we're, you know, keeping right here on the DL about what they've done and how they've done this. But this has been very sinister, but also very naked in all of it. I know you've got a big guest coming up, so we won't play the compilation here. But when we post this to X in about the next hour, we're going to put a compilation of them saying, we want him off air. Our goal is not money. We want to shut him down, to set the precedent to shut them all down. And now they've indeed been doing that. So this is, they're coming for everybody. They're trying to get through me, as Trump says, to get to you, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why this is such a big deal and why I appreciate the viewers and listeners standing with us. Without you, we couldn't have done any of this. Without your prayer, I want to thank God. I want to thank the Holy Spirit for leading, guiding, and directing us. I want to thank the crew who have gone through, you know, no raises for years and years and years and years and years and almost no bonuses with all the inflation and many of them being deposed and harassed and lied about. The crew have been warriors and they get as much credit as I get, but the listeners and viewers get the lion's share of the credit. Thank you, because I want to fight. I'm a fighter. I never give up. I mean, I like fighting tigers. This is what I was built for, but I can't do it. A warrior can't take the field unless the people are behind him that are in the factories, you know, producing the munitions, you know, producing the energy, producing the tanks, the weapons, the aircraft, the missiles. And that's what this is in the info war. All of this victory is you. The answer to 1984 is 1776. From the bottom of my heart, I salute all the viewers and listeners of the info war. Even if they shut us down, The InfoWars generic belongs to the people of the world. The InfoWars just gets stronger. And we continue on with the Alex Jones Network that's funded by our main sponsor that owns it, thealexjonesstore.com, the great folks at Bigly. The sale ends, by the way, Monday. Mm-hmm. Over 50% off on these two bundles, Methylene Blue, Shilajit, IRC Moss, Atomic Defense. Over 50% off, biggest sale of the year, 52% off. TheAlexJonesStore.com, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. We're funded by you, not by Qatar, not by Israel, not by the Democrats, not by the Republicans, not by billionaires, but viewers and listeners like you. And I just appreciate the courage and the incredible team we've got. Whether InfoWars survives or whether it gets shut down, we'll know soon. And then under the new ownership, regardless, we plan to go at least 19 hours a day live. Where they're building new studios right now. We have a smaller backup studio that does a great job. And we're going to be on the air. I'm going to be on the air from 5 a.m. to midnight as soon as possible. And we'll have a lot of shows that aren't as exhausting, 3 hours. We'll have a lot of shows that, you know, go to an hour. We'll have a late night show that's like 2 hours. We'll have some heavy hitters that want to do 2-3 hours. It's kind of the model you've seen with the War Room. It was our original model that we never got fully launched, that we invented, basically. We're going to bring back my original vision that is the current dominant system right now. And we're going to continue to trailblaze because of the backing of viewers and listeners like you. You are the Paul Revere's. You are the Patriots. Please pray for this lawsuit. Please read the lawsuit. It's at Real Alex Jones right now. And Brianna Morello's ex, follow her. Because, again, you are the amplifiers. Get this out. This affects everybody. The ball is now in your court. Viewers and listeners, God bless you. And, again, I thank you.
Alex, thank you for joining us and folks at home right now. I did post that link. You could view the latest filing right now up on X. It is available for you to click on and to see for yourself. It's about 60 pages long, but it's an easy read. And so give that a look. I mean, he's citing several different constitutional rights that he had violated in all of this. And it's very important for folks at home to understand what Alex has gone through. And I know a lot of people reach out to me and they say quite often, you know, Alex always says that InfoWars is going to be shut down. He's been saying this for a while now, and it's still not shut down. But the reason why it's not shut down yet is because of people like you at home. When you guys go out there, when you guys make a purchase over at thealexjonesstore.com, you guys are helping us out significantly. And you've supported us in other ways as well. And that's the reason why this legal battle is still ongoing. Again, so many people are cowards in all of this. They didn't want to speak out on Alex's behalf. But you, the audience, you've been consistent in all of this, continue to help Alex and fight. And we're very grateful for that. I know our control room is, our staff is, our team is, all of us are. So, folks, when you go on over thealexjonesstore.com, you're helping us with our next operation. But Alex is in this fight, and he is dedicated to this fight. And although these courts might be a bunch of cowards, I think, in my own opinion, that the Supreme Court is a coward as well for not hearing this argument. This is the most important argument to hear. You guys at home keep us up and going. We're very grateful for that.
I ask that with your verdict, you not only take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away. I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild the platform. That's what matters. Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again. That is punishment. That is deterrence.
But somewhere out there right now is another kid getting their kids ready for school, fixing their lunches, going to work, thinking about their kid. And there's going to be a day when that child doesn't come home from school. And we know it, and it's sad, and that's the reality. And the question is going to be, where is Alex Jones when that happens? Is he in the studio? Getting ready to pounce? Or will you stop him? That's going to be in your hands. And when we get all done with all the evidence, we're going to come back and we're going to ask this. Because that's what justice is in this case.
I hope that we never see someone like him again. I hope that with your verdict, he can go away. Alex Jones is patient zero for our society's inability to speak without lies. I believe it. He is patient zero for alternative facts.
Yeah, there's going to be a resolution made under what these claims are valued at. And that's also going to have to take into account what the Lafferty claims are valued at, and the Posner claims are valued at, and the Fontaine claims are valued at. And that is why I've been saying that what this is going heading towards is there's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate. And over the course of that process, that could get very, very dangerous for Mr. Jones, because there is going to be a new level of financial scrutiny. And if, you know, some lawyer like me can basically find out that he's hiding the keys to the candy store, pull it out in front of him on the stand, I can only imagine what federal receivers went to. So yeah, it's going to get interesting from here on out. It's going to get really interesting, that's for sure.
It's already
super interesting. But like we say, it's the end of the beginning. And boy, are these clients happy about it. There was certainly a message sent out of this courthouse today, that's for sure.
But we will be at it as long as it takes. And if you're out there right now and you're one of Alex Jones's audience members and you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet. And to go back to what Robbie Parker said, all Alex Jones does is take from you, exploit you, lie to you, feed your fears and your anxieties and your mistrust. And the only person that benefits in that equation is him. Well, that stops. That's stopping today, thanks to the courage of these families. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Senator.
And here we are 7 years later. You'll notice the name on the marquee here. You'll notice the logo behind us. It seems like maybe the case wasn't as cut and dry as they wanted to present it as. No, we've not just survived, but continued to thrive because we have this little secret. We have a secret weapon. It's called the truth, and it's actually the most powerful thing you could possibly have on your side when you're engaged in a info war, as we are. So they can have all the money. They can have the big, gigantic law firms with the billions of dollars and the infinite man hours to spend. They can have judges or other authorities in their pockets. At the end of the day, they don't have the truth. And so what they're doing is very, very difficult to achieve. And we've explained over and over how they probably could have shut us down years ago if they had just not tried to always get a little bit more. And again, I'm just speaking as an individual with absolutely no legal expertise here. So maybe I shouldn't run my mouth too much, but it's fine because we've already explained this a lot. I've got a couple videos here that I want to go to that are of me, but a while ago, because I've run through this already. A couple things I want to explain. The first is the way that we were defaulted. Our judgment was a default judgment, and what exactly that means and why we were given a default judgment. I put this video together in October of last year explaining with the help of AI why we were given a default judgment, just so you can see how absurd this decision was. Let's watch. According to Grok, is why we received a default judgment. We're not allowed to defend ourselves. Jones was ordered in 2019 and 2020 to produce financial records, web analytics like Google Analytics, and marketing data showing how InfoWars profited from Sandy Hook content. They wanted us to provide them evidence that we were guilty. By mid-2021, he turned over only sanitized or partial records, e.g. fragmented sales figures with no context about Sandy Hook-related revenue. Well, we don't have context about Sandy Hook-related revenue. We talk about all sorts of things. Our callers call in and bring something up. People go to the store sometimes. They don't go to the store other times. It just has no bearing on what we cover, how we cover it. For instance, in a June 2021 hearing, they argued he hadn't disclosed contacts or communications with advertisers tied to Sandy Hook broadcasts. What the hell does that mean? We haven't disclosed contacts with advertisers about Sandy Hook. We don't have advertisers. We don't have any contacts with advertisers. We have the Alex Jones store. Back then, we had the InfoWars store. We had maybe a gold person or whatever. But again, they're asking for something that doesn't exist. And then they're giving us a default judgment when we don't provide the records that don't exist. Got the crew that produces the show. I gather all the news. It's all free form. It's all spur of the moment, edge of the seat. I mean, that's how we do things. There's no law against doing things that way. Then they go in and say, well, where's your internal communications where you talk about how covering Sandy Hook gets you more money? What? It doesn't exist. Oh, you're withholding that, are you? Default judgment. We own your life now. That's literally what happened, all right? Either give us things that prove you're guilty or we will declare you're guilty. Tip of the iceberg, folks. It really is the tip of the iceberg. I'm telling you, every single instance of any proceeding with this case is just filled, replete with the most insane decisions you've ever seen. Totally inexplicable. But actually, it's not. Actually, I take that back. It is explicable. It's very explicable. I can explain it perfectly. Let's go to the next one featuring me. This is the timing. The timing of this was extremely curious, and I discovered this by going back into some of the Google archives. When did they start first talking about Alex Jones in relation to Sandy Hook? It happened to be 1 week after Donald Trump won the election. Let's watch. Go to Google, search Alex Jones, Sandy Hook, go to the news tab, go to custom date from January 1st, 2013, so that would have been 2 weeks after Sandy Hook occurred, to January 1st, 2016, and I searched Alex Jones, Sandy Hook. And what you'll find, there's just nothing. There's not a single headline or a single story about Alex Jones being related to Sandy Hook. Not a single one. But the interesting thing is, change the parameters from January 1st, 2016 to January 1st, 2020, suddenly there's thousands. And it just goes on and on and on. The first story relating Alex Jones to Sandy Hook was literally 1 week after the election in 2016. Sandy Hook truther Alex Jones says he got a nice thank you call from the president-elect. And then it was 1 day after that, daughter of Sandy Hook victim demands Donald Trump disown Alex Jones. I want to impress upon you what's actually behind this whole thing. They decided that a good attack vector on Donald Trump was to associate Alex Jones with Donald Trump and Alex Jones with Sandy Hook. For years and years, that was never a thing. It's all absurd, but that's just my personal view. So there you go. Again, totally unrelated. No stories relating Alex Jones to Sandy Hook until 1 week after Donald Trump gets elected. Suddenly, this becomes a major push in the mainstream media. And you don't have to take my word for it. They called experts during the trial that testified as to the efficacy of Alex Jones in the political sphere. You tell me what this has to do with harassment of Sandy Hook victims. Absolutely nothing, because this is what the trial was actually about. Let's go to the disinformation expert that testified in the Connecticut trial.
It is difficult to overstate Alex Jones's role in spreading anti-government conspiracy theories. In 2011, a Rolling Stone article stated that Jones draws a bigger audience online than Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck combined. In 2016, the Washington Post reported that Jones claimed 5 million daily listeners. His YouTube channel, the Alex Jones Channel, has 56 videos with more than 1 million views each.
In the study, when it says that it's difficult to overstate Alex Jones' role in spreading anti-government conspiracy theories, is that consistent with your research and work in this case?
Yes, it is.
Can you explain why?
Yes. When scholars are looking at different producers of media online, I mean, there's a range of factors that we look at, but I would say that two of the most important ones are analyzing the content itself. So what is this person saying? What ideas are they promoting? And another equally important aspect is what is the size of their audience, or even beyond their core audience, what's the size of their reach? And in terms of combining the types of disinformation that Alex Jones promotes and the size and scale of his audience, I can't think of another person working in media who is comparable to him. He's unparalleled in terms of that.
Unparalleled. And that's what it was really all about. It was about our political influence and trying to stop that. How'd that go for you? Did that work very well, or do we have greater influence than ever? Because again, we have the truth on our side. It's an impenetrable shield for these people. It's incredible.
See through a rose-colored darkly. That means I'm trying to tell you the truth, but I'm not always right just about 98% of the time. And bad guys of every stripe don't want this show on the air. But you're the good guys. You have to decide, hey, this guy's a fighter. This guy stood up for this. This guy has an incredible track record. We want to support him. And then I'm going to sell you something that really works so you love it and you get it again and again. And Bigly, our great sponsor, those YelkShowStore.com, no matter what happens to InfoWars, we continue on the Alex Jones network that's been built. So key said, Alex, you keep getting it wrong. We don't have 84% reorder on Ultramath Wayne Blue. We don't have 76% reorder on the supplements and average. You're reading that wrong. That's on total customers. We have a 97% reorder from anybody that orders at thealexandstore.com. Well, that's a testament to you guys out there supporting us and how great the products are. Nobody, I mean, a site that has a 20% reorder is seen as successful. That is you being steadfast supporters, and I want to thank you. So we're running the biggest sale of the year right now, over 50% off on ultramethylene blue, on the bovine colostrum, on the new methylene red that's proprietary to us, on the Shilajit complex, the Irish sea moss, atomic defense, and more. But it's only run until next Monday. Got 6 days to take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Takes money to fight a war. We're fighting a war. Plus, the products are great. So please get yours now. Over 50% off, but it's an alert. Only a few days left. Thank you so much.